subprime mess is going to get worse because there's still a lot of adjustable rate mortgages that are going to get reset from those very low teaser rates.
Well, overseas markets stabilized overnight, and the signs this morning point to a rebound on the stock exchange with S&P futures up 13 points. Well, how are workers likely to fare this year when they open their pay envelopes? Live to CBS's Larry Miller.
Nick, there are two trends in play when it comes to pay. Next year, the forecasted average salary hike just beats inflation, but will still be less than 4%. However, 90% of companies now have pay-for-performance bonuses that are used to motivate workers and reward and retain those who excel. Those bonuses are predicted to add around 12% to basic pay.
President Bush is losing his political right arm. Karl Rove is resigning. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Merritt. How big a shock is this, Peter?
It's blockbuster news here at the White House, Nick. The president has famously described Karl Rove as his architect. Rove has been a magnet for criticism, too, criticism from Democrats. They've unsuccessfully sought his testimony on the firings of U.S. attorneys.
A lot of politics, and I understand that's what Congress has a right to play around with, and they're going to do it.
Rove was involved but never charged in the CIA leak case. The Bush-Rove partnership goes back more than a decade. After winning the second term, Mr. Bush joked about Rove's role.
Obviously, he was working harder in the campaign than he was.
And Rove can also poke fun at himself.
What is your name? MC Rove.
Rove, the rapper, at this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. The president's expected to comment on Rove's departure later today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's all over for one of the men who would be president. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson has dropped out of the Republican race after placing sixth among voters in Saturday's non-binding Iowa straw poll.
They came out and voted, and I didn't do well. Some people win, some people lose. I happen to be on the losing end this time. I have no regrets.
A pair of shuttle astronauts go spacewalking for a second time a few hours from now. There are four spacewalks planned for the mission, and NASA may add another if they decide repairs are necessary to Endeavour's thermal tiles. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says ground managers could make the decision by the end of the day.
They don't like putting astronauts up underneath the shuttle where that heat shield is. There's always the chance you could cause inadvertent damage. But on the other hand, these repair techniques, the astronauts have trained on them, they're prepared for it, and they think they could pull it off.
A week after a Utah coal mine collapse, there's still no sign of the six men trapped inside. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports officials want to drill a third hole in hopes of locating the miners.
The latest drill hole produced only a few possible clues. The camera failed to pick up much because of poor lighting.
We were able to see a tool bag, but we did not see any sign at all of any of the miners.
Now, Richard Stickler of the Mine Safety and Health Administration says they plan to bore another hole near where the miners might be, and they remain hopeful.
It would be a terrible mistake to ever give up hope until you know for sure.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Wellington, Utah.
Well, three people remain missing after the discovery of a ninth body yesterday at the site of the interstate bridge collapse in Minneapolis. Of the 100 people injured when the span plunged into the Mississippi River, just eight remain hospitalized. The people of Neosho in southwest Missouri are in shock a day after a gunman opened fire inside a church, killing three people and wounding five others before giving himself up. Police Chief Dave McCracken says the alleged gunman appears to have had a run-in Saturday night with some of the churchgoers.
There was apparently an incident involving the person.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Armed with three guns, it's four past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. An 85-year-old man is dead after a car-train collision in Fort Collins. It happened just before 3 yesterday afternoon at West Horsetooth Road and McClellan Drive.
At this point, what we know is that the vehicle that was struck by the train was eastbound. Somehow the driver got inside the crossing arms. We're not sure how that happened yet. The vehicle was struck by the train as it was going southbound.
Police Sergeant Dave Haywood identifies the victim as William Lofink of Fort Collins. Witnesses say they saw several cars trying to beat the crossing arms as they came down. The Colorado Springs megachurch founded by Ted Haggard could soon have a new top man at the helm. Brady Boyd auditioning for the top preacher job at New Life Church yesterday. He's scheduled to preach twice more before church members vote on his appointment. His predecessor, Ted Haggard, was fired last year amid allegations he hired a male prostitute. and CU boasting a growing student body. The university expecting more than 5,500 new freshmen on the Boulder campus this fall could set a record enrollment at the university. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, Brenda. No major worries for the commute. We just had a stall on eastbound I-70 approaching 225. You want to watch out for it in the right lane. Some overnight work just wrapped up southbound 25 at 58th. You may still see some activity south of the city in the Castle Rock area, northbound 25 at Toma Road. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with a high of 90.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
And hopefully a little bit later on in the morning we'll have Rich Masters on to talk about this. I don't even know how to make a talk topic out of this. Why is that? Because I don't think there's anybody, or at least most of us, who listen to Progressive Talk are going to think this is a bad thing. As you know, Democrats have had a target on Roe's back for a long, long time. So why now all of a sudden is he exiting? And usually when they say things like, well, I want to spend more time with my family, usually that indicates that there's some other reason that it's involved here. So we'll do our best this morning to decode this, to find out why it is Bush's brain or his architect, as, but, you know, as Bush likes to call him, why he would step down. What would be the reason behind that? And as I said before, it's big news. It's all over the news. But is there anybody really out there at 303-713-7600 who's going to call up and say, oh, gee, sorry to see him go? I think the only controversial thing about this, well, there's a lot of controversial things about it, but I think one of the things is people are going to raise this question. Was Karl Rove all he was made up to be, or was a lot of it hype? Here's the reason I say that. George W. Bush arguably won the first time around. A lot of us believe the Supreme Court handed that victory to George W. Bush. Second time around, is there anybody out there who thought that John Kerry ran a good campaign? Most of us believe that he didn't. Even he himself admits that he didn't get the upper hand when they started to swift boat him and smear him. And Rove is very, very good at the politics of personal destruction. But in the end, Rove has had a tremendous amount of input in this administration, and look at the situation the administration is in. Low public approval ratings and a total and complete mess in Iraq, a total and complete mess foreign policy-wise, a mess in the Justice Department. Well, I've said this on the air so many times. There's so many things going on that you can't keep track of all of them. You literally need, like, a program that you would go to see the Rockies, and you buy a program to figure out who's who. You really need a program to figure out everything that's going on and everything that has gone on with this administration. So, did Rove deliver? Or was he good at getting there, but once they got there, they made a mess out of everything else? There's an article that ran yesterday, I believe, in the New York Times, and also ran in the Denver Post, about how people are saying that the administration screwed up early on in Afghanistan by taking intelligence and resources and allocating it elsewhere, being Iraq. So how will Rove be viewed by history? Will he go down in history as this unique strategist and this brain? Or or will his role in history be tainted? And we still don't totally know. We only know a few things. But we don't know what the bottom line is in his involvement in things like the Attorney General scandal, in Gonzalez Gate, that whole thing. We don't know. We don't know how much input and how much he had to do with that. We know he was involved. And, of course, the Senate and the House are trying to find out. So that's something we're going to be talking about on and off tomorrow and for the next couple of days as to how effective Karl Rove was, and also why now? Why this resignation now? But like I said, this is a really hard topic to work, and it's a particularly hard topic to work on a Monday morning, because most of us are not inclined to call talk radio stations on Monday morning. And on top of that, is there anybody out there that's going to miss this guy? Is there anybody out there that's sad and sorry to see him go? Anybody? Bueller? I don't think anybody's going to call in. Yeah, Jay, I'm really sorry to see him go. I don't think it's going to happen. The other thing that's going on this morning, was it Friday that we had David Sirota on? Friday, David Sirota came on, and we talked about David Harsanyi and a column that he had written about government and economics and about regulating the government, about the idea that those people who worship on the pure altar of a market economy they're asking for catastrophe, and that idea has never worked anywhere, and it's not going to be working anywhere soon, and the whole idea of trickle down, and we got into all that stuff. So I don't think I made any statements with David Sirota. I don't think I made any statements and indicated that I was for a Soviet-style central planning type of economy. I don't think I made any of those comments like that. And if I did, which I don't think I did, but if I did, that's unrealistic and doesn't work. I think the comment that I've always tried to make here on anything, basically, is that you got to have balance. And that if you don't have balance, that you get yourself into trouble, and that total deregulation does not work. It doesn't work in this industry, which is broadcasting. It doesn't work in, for instance, the energy industry, where they believe that the cost of energy and electric bills would go down if there was deregulation. What ended up happening is they went up. So Harsanyi writes in his blog, and he attacks me, which is okay. I don't mind that. But what I really want to ask David, and I'm going to ask him because we're going to call him later on in the morning, what I really want to ask David is, what is it about people on the right? Not all of them, but some of them. That they have a tendency to hark back to this kind of red-baiting McCarthyism type of approach. Now, I would think that that kind of approach would be losing steam with younger people. And I use Mr. Turk as an example, who produces this show. You're in your 30s, John. You do not remember, I don't think, because you weren't alive, unless you read about it. We've talked about it on the air here. But you don't have vivid memories of the McCarthy era.
brief sections in history class. That's about it.
All right. Somebody calls somebody else a socialist or invokes the specter of Marxist-Leninism and a central planned economy. You don't, I mean, to you that means nothing, right?
For the most part. I mean, I know what it is because I always love my history.
No, I'm not saying you don't know what it is. But what I'm saying is the Cold War is long over and it doesn't have any relevance. For instance, it doesn't have the relevance that if somebody were to turn around and say, well, you're an Al-Qaeda sympathizer, which would be worse? Al-Qaeda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has a current connotation.
Than being called a communist?
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's no communists left on the planet, basically. Yeah, except for Cuba and North Korea and...
I've been called a pinko commie here in the hallway, too.
Yeah, so. You know, little isolated patches. Anyway, Harasani, in his blog entry from August the 11th, writes the following about me. Join dozens of Coloradoans and listen to socialist Muppet Jay Marvin interview David Sirota, who not only misrepresents my position, but rails against 35 years of economic growth, capitalism, and reality. And then he takes on Sirota. But for me, he calls me a hypocrite. And he quotes me as saying that I don't care for big business, which is true. I don't care for unregulated big business. That's exactly true. And he goes into all this absurd stuff about who pays him, and I wonder, he thinks who built the building he's sitting in, and I don't know who built it. I assume a local Denver construction company, because they bought Clear Channel bought this building and then remodeled it. Or the food he eats, or the medicine that may save his life, and he goes on and on and on. And he talks about Sirota, and he invokes East Germany. And this is such an old trick, because there are some degrees of socialism in this country and in our economy. Medicare is socialism, Medicaid is socialism, Social Security is socialism, but there's a difference between that and, for those of us who want universal health care, that's socialized medicine. But there's a difference between that and a Marxist-Leninist state. But Harsanyi links everybody together here, because it's an old right-wing tactic of red-baiting and smearing, and then indicating that, you know, I'm a hypocrite, and that Sirota's model is, you know, it was created in East Germany. Come on, David. Come on, David. Have some intellectual integrity. Instead of trying that. I mean, there's degrees of socialism. But, of course, the extreme right links all of this stuff together. Oh, you must be for a dictatorship of the proletariat. No, David, I never said that. What I said was, capitalism is great. Small business people are dynamite, and because they're entrepreneurialish, and they create jobs, and they help the economy. And we need capitalism, and we need business in this country. And we need a centrist approach in this area. But we don't need to create an atmosphere where the consumer or the everyday public gets screwed by big business. That's all I was talking about. So you can call me a socialist muppet all you want. Fact is, that's not what I am. So we'll call Harasani. It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-7227, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-7227, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print. Instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Our Sleep Number stores, all over the place. Now through August the 19th, Select Comfort is having an end-of-summer sale. The new Sleep Number beds are here, and they're on sale. They feature new comfort materials, including the revolutionary temperature balancing material that actually helps you regulate your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night. So visit a Select Comfort store nearest you and take advantage of no payments and no interest financing for 18 months on selected Sleep Number bed sets. See a store near you for complete details. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new location at the 29th Street Mall.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini-stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours, and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now while there's still time.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Services not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Grateful Dead play. Somebody emailed us, am760.net, and said they wanted to hear some Dead. So we thought we'd throw some on. Good move, John. All right. 6:29, 29 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. John came in this morning and said, well, we're going to have record heat today, but it doesn't look like it. The forecast says 97. I don't think that's a record. 105 or 115 would be a record.
My wife was telling me last night before I was going to bed, she's like, oh, be careful tomorrow. It's going to be like 105, 107. She said it was supposed to be like 5 to 10 degrees hotter than it was yesterday.
Well, the National Weather Service is only calling for 97.
I hope that's the case because my AC took a crapski this weekend. I got no AC.
Boy, we're the original hard luck kids, you and me. Your AC went down. I was going northbound on I-25 Friday morning. And how many people have had this happen to them? And it's disgusting. My tire picked up a screw, and it was a big one. And I ended up getting a blowout. And thank God I got, you know, my car was okay. And I limped off at Colorado Boulevard. But I had to go through tire change and the whole thing. And then somebody told me over the weekend, they said, well, wait a minute, you can't change one tire on the rear without changing the other one. So now, when I get off today, I got to go search and hunt up for another tire. So both of us had bad luck. And you know what? It's just when you don't want to have it that you have it, right? It's just when you have the rainy day fund that the rainy day fund gets exhausted. And when I would tell people what happened with the tire, I had a number of people say to me, oh, yeah, man, I've had the same thing happen. And there is crap all over the roadways. So that didn't make for a very good Friday. Didn't make for a very good Friday at all. All right, top news this morning is Karl Rove is stepping down. If you're just getting up, Karl Rove plans to resign. He's going to leave, and he's going to step down as White House Deputy Chief of Staff on August the 31st, which is not that far away. And also later on in the morning, we'll be trying to get David Harsanyi on to explain why he thinks I'm a socialist muppet. And with the Karl Rove situation, I wonder if you think, because John and I were talking about this, and I'd love to get your input on this. Do you think Rove will be able to escape from the Valerie Plame and the Alberto Gonzalez Gate situation by stepping down? Does he really want to spend more time with his family, or does what he really want to do is he wants to get out of the way and have a lower profile and a lower fly below the radar? And do you think that he'll be able to skate away from this thing? Plus, do you think in those two cases, do you think anybody will ever be held responsible for either of those? Do you think anybody will ever be caught? Or that this stuff will just go unsolved? And I'd love to know your feelings on that. 303-713-7600. What is the real reason in your mind that Karl Rove is stepping down? Do you think he's stepping? Do you believe him when he says, well, I want to spend more time with my family? He's going to teach. He's going to write a book, supposedly. Or do you think that he's leaving because he wants to somehow get out of the way of not only the Valerie Plame issue, but also the Attorney General firings? Four lines open at 303-713-7600, 634 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Already getting some slow speed southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th if you're trying to hop onto the highway in that area. Heavy traffic forming along eastbound 6th as well if you're approaching I-25. But overall, we look pretty good for Monday. We have no wrecks or other areas for major slowdowns. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, high of 97. Tonight looks like it'll be partly cloudy but warm with a low of 67. Currently, it is clear and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Golden Fine Arts Festival is back in town this August 18th and 19th, so get a move on and scurry over to enjoy all the...
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now, I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed, only brand clinically tested.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO, the number 2, Shell, for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Tonight at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts tonight at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
Route 900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Announcing the exclusive Spivak 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. That's right. A lifetime 2020 LASIK commitment by the name Colorado has trusted for more than 25 years. Spivak 2020 LASIK. If you're considering LASIK, call 303-C2020 today and take advantage of our exclusive Spivak 2020 Lifetime LASIK commitment. And here's the best news of all. In addition to a 2020 lifetime commitment, our advanced blade-free custom view LASIK procedure also comes with a $1,000 savings. It's just our way of saying thank you, Colorado, for helping Spivak 2020 LASIK become Colorado's most trusted name in vision. With our $1,000 savings, our Spivak 2020 lifetime commitment, and the unsurpassed safety of blade-free interlace technology, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK? It's as simple as calling 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or online at Spivak.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. J. Marvin, socialist Muppet, according to David Harsanyi. And if anybody knows David, tell him I'm looking for him. Come on, Dave, you red baiter. I want to make you prove your statement that I'm a socialist Muppet. 303-713-7600. Karl Rove resigns. He's going to step down August the 31st. Do you believe him when he says that he wants to spend more time with his family? I didn't even know he was married and had a kid, but he does. Do you think that's it, or do you think he's going to skate? Do you think he's leaving to try to get out from underneath this whole Valerie Plame and also the Department of Justice situation, which you know Congress is breathing down his neck? 303-713-7600. Here's Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
It's a good day when Karl Rove is stepping in.
Yeah, it's a good day when he gets lost. You're right.
No, I just think it's pretty transparent that he's spending time, more time with his family. I mean, his son's going off to college. I don't know about you, but when I was 18, I really didn't want to spend any time with my parents, let alone an absent parent.
Yeah, really?
You know, I'm like, oh, sure he is. So, no, I think he's just trying to get out of the way. But, and I don't think it'll stick. I think that until the Democrats are ready to stand up to the White House and put the weight that they do have behind them, and it's never going to happen. I mean, they're always going to get away with it. And until they're ready to put impeachment back on the table, you know, there's nothing that's going to make the White House put anything out there. And it's a bigger issue, obviously, than just...
than just Karl Rove.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just endemic to the whole system out there. That, and the Democrats aren't helping the situation because they aren't standing up for what we want.
Boy, I keep hearing that over and over and over again, and I also feel that way, too. And I wonder how many other people feel this way, and it's frustrating, isn't it, that they aren't standing up and that they aren't, maybe it is and we don't understand the process and we don't see that it's going on, but it appears that they're not. And there was an article yesterday in the New York Times that the Democrats are equivocating now about taking troops out of Iraq, many of them saying, many of the ones running for presidency, saying that they're going to be there for years to come. What's your frustration level with the Democratic Party?
It's pretty high right now. I mean, you know, we put them in there to do stuff, and they just, it seems like they're talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And it's frustrating because we don't have any other option, really, other than to vote. And when we vote, they don't listen to it. So it's just frustrating. I think it's frustrating for most Democrats. I would be surprised if there were any that weren't somewhat frustrated.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think most people would register frustration. All right, so does Rove skate, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely he skates. And so, like I said, until the Democrats really tighten the screws, of course he's going to skate. I mean, Gonzalez is still sitting there. He's still...
Yeah, he is, isn't
justice.
He?
So, you know, if they can't even get rid of him, how are they supposed to get rid of Karl Rove? I mean, seriously. The guy controls so much in Washington, especially, I mean, out of the White House, and other areas. I mean, look what's happened with the Justice Department. So how are they supposed to get to him if they can't even get rid of Gonzalez? I mean, Gonzalez is an idiot, so...
Yeah, his hands are, you're right. Rove's hands are in everything. Christine,
yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Have a great week.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Morrison. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Well, I'm doing well. And this Rove thing is a little puzzling. He's a very brilliant strategist, so you have to wonder what he's thinking about and how he sees this playing out for himself. And I'm not sure that he's willing to lie down and take one for the team for the Republican Party without knowing that he's got a pretty good safety net. The fact that he is leaving the White House and he's going to be out from the umbrella of protection that he's had up to this point with the president denying access and denying culpability to his staffers makes me wonder that Carl sees the writing on the wall and that protection is not going to be there no matter what he has done, Rove has done, that maybe things are going to, there's something going to come out that we don't know about that may be even worse, wherein the Bush-Cheney team may not be able to even protect themselves. Or he wants to be gone. He doesn't mind that he's going to be out from underneath the protective umbrella of the presidency, and he understands that an investigation is going to take X amount of months, a trial is going to take X amount of months, and even if convicted, he knows his name is going to be at the top of a list that the president will be putting his signature to hours before he leaves the White House in January.
You brought up something very interesting. Now, I got a feeling this isn't going to happen, but it's worth speculating about. How about the idea that, yeah, there's some other big bombshell revelation right around the corner, and that he's going to get out of the way before it drops.
Right, and I also that could be it, and it also could be watch the left hand, not what the right hand is doing, and we're going to give you the Karl Rove show until the end of this administration so that we can go on and take care of other business, shall we say, more pressing matters.
Yeah.
Because they play that one really well, and Karl Rove knows how to play that one, and I'm sure he would just delight in actually being in the spotlight for the last hurrah.
I wonder if he's ever going to get nailed. The reason I say that is because they'll tie this whole thing up over executive privilege. They'll tie the whole thing up for like the rest of the time that Bush is in office.
Exactly. And all his buddies that helped him out are going to get their pardons and go back to making millions of dollars in consulting. And I'd be very, very surprised if we didn't see Karl Rove behind other campaigns, big and small, in the future.
Yeah, you could be right about that. Stephen, thanks, man. Great call.
Sure.
All right. A couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. Does Karl Rove skate in the whole Alberto Gonzalez Valerie Plame situation? Why do you think he is stepping down? Why do you think he's leaving? And John Turk wants me to ask what he should title his biography. His memoir. Do you believe him when he says he wants to spend more time with his wife and his son? Do you think that's true? Do you think something else is coming around the corner that we just don't know about? Why this sudden desire to get out by August the 31st? Let's put that into play. Your speculation. And that's all it is, speculation, same as mine. Your speculation, welcome at 303-713-7600. Here's Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mick.
I hope he doesn't skate. And I'm one of those frustrated Democrats, too. My first reaction when I heard this was something's in the works here, possibly.
Well, you think there's some other revelation that's going to come around the corner?
A memo from the Judiciary Committee or something like that. Maybe something came up. But who's to say? The guy is so slick. And greasy slick. I just feel that, he got out because he felt it was a time. Who knows? Maybe he'll announce in a month that he's going to go and work for somebody's campaign, like Mitt Romney's or something like that. I have no idea. But the whole thing is that what I'd like to see as a frustrated Democrat is that the Democratic leadership and the party in general would close ranks. And say no matter where you are, we're going to pursue this. We're going to pursue this because the tide is changing little by little, and the more we get Republicans, Independents, Democrats, whatever, that are like-minded, that are saying, whoa, we've really steered this ship off the edge of the planet. We are going to investigate everyone, including George Bush, and one day. Hopefully in the not-too-distant future, you guys are going to be called to Congress, and you're going to have to answer.
Sad thing is, they'll keep this executive privilege thing tied up to the end of the administration.
You're absolutely right.
I hope you can convince me. I hope other people can convince me otherwise. But I know I'm being cynical. I know I'm being pessimist. And it's 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Nobody wants to hear this, but I got a feeling they all get off, that they all skirt it somehow.
It's going to be a sad day for our country and our democracy, if guys like this are not called to the mat and questioned about where did they get these kind of ideas, where did, all of this unitary executive and everything else come up, quote us the sources, find it in the Constitution. And all. I mean, if we as a people, we're the ones really that have to stand up and you hear about call your representatives. So one quick thing, I'll let you go. I no longer engage conservatives. I don't care, you know, how some people look at them and say, well, you know, hey, they're nice people. I don't have anything against them personally, but I don't engage them anymore. The only way that I do is when I get confrontational with them now, and it's no more just trying to reason with them or anything else. What Harsanyi wrote about you is exactly what you were saying about the McCarthy era. This is the trick bag out of the McCarthy era, and it was sickening then, and it's more sickening now.
Yeah, well, I'm your resident electronic socialist Muppet. Take care, Mick. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, bud.
All right. 303-713-7600. We'll talk about this David Harsanyi thing coming up after 7 o'clock. David, if you're out there, we're looking for you, man. I want to talk to you. I want you to prove to me that myself or David Sirota would endorse an East German economic model, and that I'm like your socialist Muppet. Oh, let's have McCarthyism back again, alive and well. Sir, have you now or have you ever been a communist? And we're talking about Karl Rove. Do you believe him when he says he wants to spend more time with his family? Or is there something else going on here? Because he's going to step down by August the 31st. I'm interested in what you think. 303-713-7600, 651, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're pretty good here in the metro area. We just have the usual areas for heavy traffic, southbound 225, right through the DTC as usual. And we're getting some additional traffic southbound I-25 as well into downtown 38 to Spear. But overall, not too bad. Now, in the high country, we've had a semi-rollover crash. It's affecting your westbound lanes of I-70 just west of Frisco. We also have a problem in Littleton on US 85. That's Santa Fe at Mineral, a crash there. Weather outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny day with a high of 90. Currently fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver men.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
I was wondering which is better, plasma or LCD?
Neither. What you want is iridium, my friend.
Is that HD?
Better, it's XP. The Autolite Extreme Performance Spark Plug has an iridium enhanced 0.6mm tip for faster ignition and optimum performance over the life of the plug.
But I was asking about TV.
Yeah, and it's amazing how similar XP sounds, isn't it? This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite Spark Plug. It's time to change your plugs.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
So, if you have this kind of idea in your mind about what Rockies is like, really what you should do is go out there and see for yourself. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., Rockies Autos, and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fifty-five minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 97. Karl Rove steps down August the 31st. That news out this morning. First broken by the Wall Street Journal. Now all the rest of the news organizations have picked up on it. And do you believe what he's saying about how he's going to leave because he wants to spend more time with his family? Or do you think something else is up? 303-713-7600. Here's Bob in Parker. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I think he's just going to be running and cheating for the, whoever Bush and Cheney want to run for president. That's what I think.
So you think he's going to go shift off into somebody else's campaign?
Oh, yeah, cheat for them. And it's going to be whoever it's going to be their appointed candidate, you know.
I wonder who looks the most attractive to him. I wonder if it's Romney, Giuliani, or Huckabee.
I think it's Giuliani. I think that's who they'd all like to see.
Oh, Rove running Giuliani's campaign. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah. Well,
Sorry to bother you,
Jay. I got to get going, okay?
Nah, you're not bothering me, Bob. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, how about that idea that he would run Giuliani's campaign? That'd be interesting. Karen in Johnstown. Karen, you're on AM 760.
Hi, yeah. I think I agree with everybody else that's saying he's just going to switch to another campaign. But what was interesting is Mike Huckabee was just interviewed on MSNBC. And his comment about the resignation was that Rove knew he had a family when he took the job. So he felt it was pretty incredulous to say that was the excuse why you were leaving.
Well, they always give that excuse, don't they? I want to spend more time with my family, but in reality, it's always something else that's behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's a poor excuse to say that, considering he had, you know, his son's going to be in college. So, it's kind of, you know, this isn't a newborn that he has to go home and take care of. But that was from Mike Huckabee directly.
Yeah, I don't agree with Mike Huckabee, but I like him. What do you think? What do you think's motivating Rove to leave?
I think he's probably going to work with another campaign. I agree with the other callers that are saying that.
Do you think he's too radioactive? Do you think he's too hot to work with another campaign?
Nope. Because if he was, you know, he's been that hot, you know, long enough that they should have gotten rid of him before, and they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder who would take him on. Maybe McCain would take him on. Maybe McCain would be the person. Karen, thanks. Great call.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to David Sirota, hopefully, and we'll talk about David Harsanyi of the Denver Post trying to red bait both of us over economic issues. And we're also going to try to get a hold of Harsanyi, too, and put him on. Come on, Dave. Let's talk about it, baby.
Jay Marvin on.
Ed, how are you, sir?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
Well, I have a Royal Standard Poodle. Zelia.
Good.
Well, I'll tell you, Ed, I'm happy you did these commercials, because if you hadn't, I would probably be downstairs with a load of Q-tips cleaning the most disgusting, sticky, gooey, smelly gunk out of her ears that you could ever imagine. She would spend the first 40 minutes in the morning shaking her head vigorously because of the pain.
Wow.
We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
On December 21st, I ordered my first shipment of Dinovite. 6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
That's awesome.
My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted
vomited without pain or odor, and it's because I started feeding her Dinovite.
Boy, I'm happy to hear about your dog. Thanks for all your time today.
I'll never forget DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Polk & Company Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics, 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Whew. AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush is losing the man he calls his architect. Top advisor Karl Rove calling it quits at the end of this month, saying it's time to head back to Texas. Presidential scholar Stephen Hess looks at the Rove legacy.
Karl Rove's place in history is as a campaign strategist who designed a flight plan for George W. Bush to be twice elected president of the United States.
Rove has also drawn criticism, mostly from Democrats, over the CIA leak case and the firings of U.S. attorneys. President Bush will have a statement on Rove's departure later this morning. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
The fallout from a wave of mortgage delinquencies may be taking the economy down, but it's not down for the count. A report from the government within the past half hour shows a better-than-expected gain in July retail sales. A few days off may have calmed last week's financial market jitters. Prices moved higher overseas overnight, and Wall Street is set for a higher opening in less than 30 minutes. S&P futures are up 18 points. Efforts to reach and save six trapped Utah coal miners are going into a second week now. One man's sister refuses to give up hope.
How long will I wait? As long as it takes.
It happened on a Dallas freeway.
The vehicle had an accident, asked citizens, attempted to pull over and assist. The individual in that vehicle shot them.
Lieutenant Vernon Hales says the gunman killed two people and seriously injured a policeman and a bystander before turning the gun on himself. Police have no idea why the man did what he did. Chinese industrialist whose company was involved in a major toy recall has apparently committed suicide. CBS's Celia Hatton has the story from Beijing.
A man at the center of China's massive toy recall has committed suicide. Zhang Shuhong, the head of Li Dur Industrial, a company that manufactured unsafe Fisher-Price toys, hung himself in a warehouse, according to China's state-run media. Zhang's best friend reportedly supplied him with the fake paint used to manufacture the popular plastic toys, which parent company Mattel pulled from store shelves in the U.S. after the paint was found to have too much lead.
It could be evidence that the troop surge in Iraq is having an impact. CBS's Larry Miller has the story from the foreign desk.
The number of large al-Qaeda-style attacks in Iraq, the kind that cause mass civilian casualties, have been cut by nearly half since U.S. military troop levels increased. Although there were still 70 big attacks last month, the U.S. military command says the initiative and momentum have now shifted. This is said to be partially due to a change in Sunni public opinion, with civilians offering four times as many tips than last year.
It's 13 now, 13 major championships for Tiger Woods.
Yet again. And no one can take the heat like Tiger Woods.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS TV as Woods won the PGA. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Sears Book, Chapter 9, Tires and Dads. It all began when Jill got her license. Her father looked at the family car's ball tires and panicked. He went straight to Sears Auto Center and bought four Goodyear tires at the lowest prices guaranteed. So when Jill safely rolls in at $9.59, he's glad he chose the best. This life chapter and the lowest prices on Goodyear tires can be found in the Sears Book. For a limited time, get a $20 or $40 Visa cash card with purchase of four select Goodyear tires. Sears, where it begins.
Rebate offer ends 8/25/07. Exclusions apply. See store for details on offer and the Sears Price Match Plus policy.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. A 7-Eleven clerk in serious condition this morning after being shot. It happened about 4 yesterday afternoon at 16th and Champa. Denver PD Sonny Jackson says they have a suspect in custody, but no motive.
Hopefully through talking with witnesses and who the suspect is, hopefully the victim, will be able to glean exactly why this happened.
Jackson says the victim was taken to Denver Health Medical Center. Witnesses were able to help police identify a suspect. And an 85-year-old Fort Collins man was killed Sunday when his car crossed onto railroad tracks ahead of an oncoming train. Police still investigating how William Lofink was able to drive onto the track, which does have a railroad crossing gate. And a new man at the helm of Quest, the company naming former Williams-Sonoma CEO Edward Miller to succeed retiring chairman Richard Notebaert. The 60-year-old Miller was once president and CEO of Ameritech. The Denver Broncos gearing up for their first preseason game. They take on the 49ers tonight in San Francisco. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, we've had a multi-vehicle crash westbound I-76 right between I-25 and Federal. Looks like it's being moved off to the shoulder, but still have stop-and-go conditions along that stretch, so definitely be aware of it if you're headed that direction. Otherwise, just getting the usual hotspots now, slower traffic across Littleton, eastbound C-470. Same situation if you're on southbound 225 through the DTC. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, we'll have a mostly sunny day with a high of 97. Currently, fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini-stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is going to be 97, and we've got a 10% chance of some thunderstorms. Now, here's an email from AM760.net from Ruben, who says, do you think there's a chance that the reason Karl Rove resigned is because Karl Rove will show up on Larry Flint's hit list? Now, would that be something? I don't think it would happen, but would that be something? All right, last Friday, we had a discussion, David Sirota and myself, about Denver Post columnist David Harsanyi. And some of the things that he had written about economics and about the economy. And lo and behold, Harsanyi fired back on his blog that's on the Denver Post, where also David Sirota posts as well. It's called the Gang of Four blog. He says, join dozens of Coloradoans and listen to socialist Muppet Jay Marvin interview David Sirota, who not only misrepresents my positions, but rails against 35 years of economic growth, capitalism, and reality. And then he invokes this whole thing about East Germany. He gets into this whole thing about me being a hypocrite. And I thought I would bring David Sirota on the program because I am also going to look for David Harsanyi as well and see if he'd like to either debate me, debate David, debate both of us. And David, I think the thing, the area... You want to take him to task about economics and unchecked capitalism and worshiping on the mantle, of laissez-faire capitalism. But I want to take him to task. What is it about these guys? And David really has to explain himself, Harsanyi, about this. What is it about these guys that they have to red bait? And how effective is that in 2007, considering the Cold War is over? And what, McCarthy's been dead for like 50, 60 years?
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I usually find that when people go to those kinds of tactics of name calling like that, what they're really saying is uncle. What they're really saying is, I don't have an argument anymore. I can't defend my position, and so I'm just going to, you know, lash out. I mean, it's the same thing when they, when conservatives say, you know, when they lash out at any proposal to make the economy more fair, they call it, you know, class warfare. You're engaging in class warfare. You're a socialist. You're a communist. Harsanyi says that we're East Germans, and just so that listeners understand what the debate was about, I had made the point that, you know, the idea that the private market is always more efficient than the government in administering things is just not borne out by the facts, and that's all I was saying. And Harsanyi is basically, like a typical conservative, basically says that, you know, pushes market fundamentalism. The private market is always more efficient than the government, and it's just not true. And I, as I wrote in my book, Hostile Takeover, you know, we know in some of the biggest areas, in fact, it's exactly the opposite. Just take healthcare. Right now, Medicare, you know, the government-sponsored, government-administered program, it spends about 4 cents of every dollar on administrative costs. That's paperwork, you know, and all the other excess. The private market, the HMOs, the health insurance industry, the private market spends about 15 cents of every dollar on administrative expenses. So there you have in one huge sector of the economy, probably the fastest growing sector of the economy, healthcare, a huge example of how the government is actually more efficient than the private market. And I'm not saying that that's always the case, but it's the conservatives who seem to suggest that the private market, the quote-unquote free market, is always more efficient than the government. And we're seeing in an area that's so critical to our economy, it's so critical to everybody's individual welfare, that actually it's exactly the opposite. And all that the conservative propaganda does is push us farther and farther away from finding real solutions to these problems.
Yeah. Now, I would agree 100%. The other thing is to make an argument that we don't need regulation and that deregulation is the way to go. Nobody's talking about over-regulation, and nobody is talking, we certainly weren't talking about, and most people are not speaking about, and when I read this, I started laughing, about East Germany. East Germany would be a central planned, state-executed economy based on a fallacy of Marxist-Leninism, which is miles and miles and light years away from things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security,
right,
your local police force,
right,
the roads. But these guys always run to trot out the red boogeyman.
Right, exactly. And you touched on a good point. You know, we never talk about, you never hear them rail on socialized police or socialized firefighters or socialized parks or, you know, socialized roads, even though, you know, I guess in some sense that's technically what we have. We have public ownership or public administration of those services. And by the way, another point that never gets talked about, of course, is the idea that these same free market, you know, conservatives don't want to talk about anything as it relates to massive government subsidies in the economy. I mean, so the idea that we have this quote-unquote free market is sort of a joke. You know, through the Pentagon, through massive R&D tax credits, through all sorts of corporate welfare and corporate subsidies, our government is directing, in many ways, our economy. I'm not saying all of that within that is necessarily bad, but just even the concept that we have this so-called free market is sort of ridiculous when you actually go look at the details. I mean, even in our trade policy, right, our trade agreements with other countries, we put all sorts of patent, copyright, and intellectual property restrictions and protections that make sure that the economy works in one way and doesn't work in another way. Again, I'm not saying any of that is necessarily bad, although certainly some of it is rigged for wealthy interests who get those special provisions put in there. But what I'm saying is that the idea that the conservatives even supposedly want a free market is sort of ridiculous.
Well, it's totally ridiculous. And here's an example, and I would hand this to David, and I'd love to hear what he has to say about it. And that is the idea that we take pride, or used to take pride in this country, on competition, on people being entrepreneurial, on people competing, on companies competing, all of these things. And that's all put aside by consolidation.
That's right.
All put aside by what happened to the free market. Okay, so now consolidation is suddenly acceptable.
That's right. And, you know, we've lost the legacy of Teddy Roosevelt, of course, the trust buster, the guy who basically said that protecting competition and preventing consolidation is good for the free market. I mean, here's another example. I really want to give people concrete examples of what I'm talking about here. You know, consider the pharmaceutical industry, right? I mean, this is an industry that's always held up by conservatives as this, you know, wonderful example of how the free market works to produce life-saving drugs, right? And the reason that companies need to charge so much for drugs is because they're investing, supposedly, in this free market situation, and they need to get a return on their investment to be profitable in the free market. Sounds really wonderful. Here are the real facts. Most of, if not all of, the major drugs out there today that you see advertisements for on your television were originally developed with your money, the taxpayers' money,
through the
National Institutes of Health. Okay? So our government is the one, your taxpayer dollars is the one that is subsidizing the original basic research for these drugs, which is then handed over to drug companies in the private market, oftentimes, if not most times, for free, which then they then produce the drugs and then charge us Americans the highest prices in the world for those drugs, the highest prices in the world. Okay, and so there used to be a law on the books that said when we the taxpayers give over that research to the drug companies, we should get a return on our investment in the form of fair and reasonable prices. That regulation was eliminated in the name of free market fundamentalism. So that's a really good example of how conservatives' free market mantra is really just a bunch of malarkey. And then, of course, the moral to the story is the same free market conservatives who have created that regime of government subsidizing us to be ripped off on drugs, they're the same people who won't let Americans go purchase those drugs that we developed with our taxpayer dollars. We're not allowed to go purchase those drugs for lower prices in Canada or in other industrialized countries because in our trade policy there is a ban on that so that the drug companies get to keep basically a cartel in this country to charge us the highest prices in the world.
Right. And if you believed truly in the free market system, you would say, okay, if you can go to Montreal, Canada, and get it cheaper, then go to Montreal, Canada, because we don't fear competition, and that's what the free market is all about. But instead, that's not what you have.
That's right. And again, it's a double whammy. We, the taxpayers, invest in the basic research for these drugs. We hand them over to the drug companies, who then charge us the highest prices in the world for those drugs, and we're banned from using free, quote-unquote, free trade to go buy those same drugs, the ones, again, that we develop at taxpayer expense. We're not allowed to go buy those at a cheaper price in other countries. It's absolutely unfathomable. It goes back to the fundamental point. When you hear a conservative claim that they are for the free market and the private market, you should think in your head, this person is either trying to mislead me, or this person doesn't have a fundamental understanding of how our government and the policies that conservatives push often deliberately distort the free market, quote-unquote free market, to benefit the people who can buy a place, a seat at the political table, the drug companies, the oil companies, et cetera, et cetera.
17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota and myself talking about David Harasani's blog in which he accuses me of being a socialist muppet. And then he also says that Sirota's model of economics created in East Germany. I just can't. Funny, you don't look like Eric Honecker. I just can't get over why a guy on a blog that's published by a major newspaper would print this kind of stuff and think that it's credible.
Well, again, I think it goes back to the idea that when conservatives don't have real arguments to make, they resort to red baiting. I mean, look, it takes some research to go actually look at numbers like, you know, how much does Medicare spend on administrative costs? How much does HMOs spend on administrative costs? It takes some basic research. Some people don't want to take the time to do that research. Other people don't have a political interest in looking at that research. I mean, we see that right now with Congress debating the Children's Health Insurance Program, right? You hear these guys, you know, the Democrats are pushing to expand the program to cover more children, and you hear the Republicans, instead of trying to make a credible argument as to why they're against expanding the children's health insurance program, they basically say, I mean, my old congressman when I lived up in Montana, he said it's extremist political ideology for the government to expand health care coverage to kids. I've seen other congressmen, Republican congressmen, say it's outrageous that Democrats want to expand the program to cover kids who aren't poor because these kids are from families who make $60,000 a year. Now, $60,000 a year isn't poor, but it's certainly middle class, and I'm, you know, with rising health care premiums, it's certainly people need help affording health care. So what you see is that conservatives, when they're backed into a corner, they just lash out with these, you know, more and more outrageous accusations. And Jay, what I really think is true is that let them do that. They sound more and more out of touch. They sound more and more just completely out of touch with the day-to-day economic realities of that everybody faces. I mean, when somebody like David Harsanyi calls you a socialist for pointing out that actually Medicare does a better job of managing health care money than HMOs that are ripping us off, when he lashes out and calls you a socialist for that and me an East German for that, you know, I mean, it just makes him look absolutely absurdly out of touch with the day-to-day economic realities facing ordinary people.
You're right about that. It's just that it smacks of such cheap. I mean, it's right out of joke. Have you now or have you ever been?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, you know, it's just like, why do we have to go through all of that? Why don't we just talk about where we disagree and debate the fundamental issues instead of issuing a tax? And these folks have been getting away with this now for a long time, 50, 60 years, in one form or another, and I just think it's time to stand up and go, wait a minute, you know what, that's not going to work. That's not going to work anymore. And you know, one of the things that's not going to work is it's a demographic thing, too, because the younger you are in this country, the less effective that gets, because most people who are, say, between the ages of 18 and 35, 18 and 34,
right,
they have very vague memories of this stuff, and they're not scared of it anymore.
No, that's right. And to be honest, there's less and less reason to be scared of the label, and there's less and less reason to be scared of the concept of having an activist government trying to do things on behalf of ordinary people. You know, there was a long story in the New Republic, a publication that I don't really like very much, but it was all about Denmark and how Denmark has an economy and government policies that are very different from the United States and that conservatives in the United States have railed on for years. Denmark has higher taxes, but much, much, much greater investment in its own infrastructure, in job training, in its education system, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you listen to conservatives, they say higher taxes hurt economic growth, hurt the economy at all, in every single way. Meanwhile, Denmark, because it is so invested in its own economic engine, its infrastructure, its roads, its bridges, its dams, its energy systems, its education systems, its growth is explosive. It's doing fantastically in the economy, and especially in the industries that are high-skilled, good-paying industries. It's not to say that Denmark's perfect, and it's not to say that you can apply every single thing that Denmark has done to the United States, but it is to say that all of the conservative mantra, the ideology that the best way to help the economy at all times is to privatize everything and cut taxes, it's been proven false. And you know, I'm sure conservatives will say, oh, the Danes are socialists, they're communists, they're emulating East Germany of the 60s and 70s. But you know what? Results are results. And I think that, you know, we as Americans aren't doing right by our country if we don't look around to see what other countries are doing, what other models are out there, to go beyond the right-wing rhetoric to see how we can move forward in the future.
Even if they do say that, though, it isn't, you know, it's not It's not true or credible. Okay, before we go here, I want to get, we're going to call David Harsanyi. I'm going to call him. I'm going to ask him if he wants to, you know, come on and answer about this stuff. But before we go, I just want to get a quick comment. Karl Rove stepping down. What do you think about that story?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was expecting it earlier, and, you know, I knew it was, yeah, everyone sort of knew it was inevitable. You know, I think that Karl Rove's legacy, I mean, you're going to read, everyone's going to read all the stories today about how amazing this guy was. And, you know, the Washington media has fawned over him for years now. But I think that what we're going to see is, historically, his legacy very well could be the legacy of somebody who brought down an entire political party. All of Rove's tactics, all of his slash and burn politics, all of his playing only to the extreme right-wing base. You know, he came in saying he was going to create a national realignment for the Republicans, and now we're at this point where the Republican Party could, I'm not saying it will, but the Republican Party nationally is in very, very dire straits, and I think it's because of Karl Rove.
Why do you say you were expecting it earlier?
Well, because you know, there was the Valerie Plame scandal.
Well, yeah, do you think he's getting out in order to get away from that?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's more like this is the exit of a guy whose strategy was just drubbed in a national election, and whose strategy might be completely destroyed in the next national election. It's sort of like when Newt Gingrich was still Speaker when he resigned, but he left after losing congressional seats during the Clinton impeachment. So it's more like, you know, for a political strategist like Rove, the worst possible thing for them, the biggest referendum on their career, is losing like they did so badly in the 2006 election. I mean, just a sort of like a, you know, you Karl Rove, your political utility is gone.
Well, I hope he doesn't skate out from underneath the plane thing, and I hope he doesn't skate out from underneath his involvement with Alberto Gonzalez as one as a socialist muppet to an East German Politburo member. I thank you for coming on the show, and we'll see if we can get to. We'll see if we get a Harsanyi on to debate me, debate you, debate both of us, or maybe he just won't come on at all. I don't know.
Well, you know, you never know with a conservative. I'll be listening in.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. There's David Sirota, who Mr. Harsanyi attacks, and he also attacks me in the Denver Post blog section of Gang of Four, where he calls me a socialist muppet.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE. Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. But don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
And I'll be glad when the day comes and we get some kind of suitable alternative. But right now, we have to live within the world of technology that we have. And if you're looking for a good bargain on a good vehicle and good, friendly people to wait on you, then you got to go to my home away from home, Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 700 on the lot. I was out there on Friday looking around, and I'm telling you, there's all kinds of things there. Volkswagen, Saabs, man, everything you think of, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Crossfires, they got it all. They really do. If you're envisioning it at some postage size, stamp size like place, no, wrong. A lot of vehicles out there. And good folks like the Alshiras, Tom and Marv, and Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy, Isaac, Adolf, Juan. So many people out there working very, very hard to help you out and to get you the deal that that you want and that you need. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And don't forget, when you walk on the lot, say, hey, man, explain that matching down incentive to me, because this is a way for you to give your bank account a little bit of a break. So ask about that, too, the matching down incentive. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Good morning. It's 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here at AM760, Progressive Talk. Hey, AM760 is sending you to the movies, The 11th Hour. It's produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio. It examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today and what's ahead in the future. Visit select Denver metro area Bojo's pizza locations this week, Monday through Wednesday, and pick up your movie passes. We're on a crash course with nature, and this is a call to action to change that. For more information on the dates and locations, so to find out how to get your tickets, visit am760.net, and then while you're there at Bojo's, park yourself and get some good food, too. I understand they're going to open a Bojo's, too, in Boulder, by the way. Bojo's, great folks, and the movie, 11th Hour, is supposed to be absolutely fantastic. So it's your chance to go for free. So go to am760.net and get more information. All right, John Turk and myself have determined that what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to get in contact with Mr. Harsanyi and see if he'd like to come on the air and explain why he believes that David Sirota's model was created in East Germany. And that I'm a socialist muppet. We'll see if we can get that information out of him. Coming up here, we'll also talk more about Karl Rove, and I've got some other issues to get into, too. Right now, it's 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Stop-and-go traffic conditions. Southbound 225 just after Parker down to I-25 in Aurora. Have the same situation if you're westbound I-76 between I-25 and Federal, although that earlier multi-car crash is out of the way for you. Still have some activity in the high country. Westbound I-70 west of Frisco, we had a semi roll over there. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day. We're going to get a hot day with a high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, 67 and currently clear in 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce to get.
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. NFL opening kickoff presented by Sprint is rated for sprint speed. Sprint ahead.
Tomorrow, be there as Dog the Bounty Hunter is sent to prison. This time, on the outside looking in.
I had to go back one more time.
Find out what made the star of the A&E hit series the man he is today.
I started to tell myself I can be anybody I want to be.
From ex-con to icon. It's the A&E special, A Man Called Dog, tomorrow at 9, 8 central, only on A&E.
We'll talk about this. You don't even plan for it. But one day you may need a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want Progressive Trial lawyers who will do a good job. Mary and I have been through this, and we know that you don't even want to get into this unless you've got somebody qualified. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are the folks to talk to. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson fight corporations and insurance companies for real folks like you and me and everybody else every single day. They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. So don't get pushed around by your insurance company, your doctor, because after all, you pay for this stuff, and they ought to give you what they owe you. That's just common sense. So find out what your options are with the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park and the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Tonight at 10, 9 central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts tonight at 10, 9 central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Yeah, well, why me? Because they couldn't get anybody else. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, going to be 97 degrees. In the beginning, we were just kind of worried that the temperatures were going to be like 105 today, but that hasn't turned out to be the case. We're trying to contact David Harsanyi of the Denver Post to get him on. I'd like to him explain why he thinks I'm a socialist muppet. I consider myself to be a capitalist. Also, why he equates what David Sirota was saying about economics with the model created in East Germany. This is red baiting, and he says that Marvin doesn't care for big business. I don't care for unregulated big business. And he says, who pays him? I wonder who he thinks built the building he's sitting on. I don't know who built this building. I think this building was already built, and then they moved into it. And I'm sure some local construction company probably built it, some local contractor, which I'm all for. And I know exactly who pays me. But I think that laissez-faire capitalism or pure capitalism, without any sort of regulation, always turns back around and always ends up biting you and I and everybody else in the rear. So we have no luck in raising him.
I called his cell phone, left a message. So
sorry,
hopefully he returns it.
We called his cell phone and we left a message, and hopefully Mr. Harsanyi will show up. Now, the big story this morning at 303-713-7600 is Karl Rove resigning, and he's going to step down. He's going to be out by August the 31st. If you want to speculate as to why you think he's going, what you think's behind this, as we're playing basically pure politics here this morning, and I don't care really where you stand, right, left, in the middle, nowhere, it doesn't make any difference. The reason you think he's going, I'd love to talk to you about it. Why you think he's getting out? Many people in the first hour talked about the fact that they thought that he would go run somebody else's campaign. If you're a political junkie and you follow this stuff, whose campaign do you think he would run? And I wonder, because you can't really escape the plame Gonzalez situation, because Congress can still attempt to subpoena him. What the administration's obviously going to do is run down the clock and try to get away with him not having to show up as they take this to court. Then you got to sit back and you got to ask yourself, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how does this directly impact you, and how earth-shattering it is that he's going? I said this in the first hour. The majority of us, I mean, I think the majority of people who listen to this radio station have no love for the guy and don't care for him, and they really don't care what happens to him. You really don't care what happens to him. But why now? Now, David Sirota indicates that he thinks it's because the Republicans got trashed in the last election, and that, well, like any other political situation, it's time for him to move on. But what the hell? Let speculation run rampant. I'm interested in entertaining any theory that you might have as to why you think he's going. Now, he says he's going to spend more time with his family. But he's got a wife and a college-age son. Man, if you're a college-age, do you want your parents to spend more time with you? And don't they always say that? I'm leaving to spend more time with my family. Okay, what does that translate out to? Does that translate out to, I really am leaving to spend more time with my family? Or does it translate out to, I'm getting my butt kicked out, or I realize it's time to pack up and go home because I didn't achieve what I thought I would set out to achieve, which was a major realignment, as David Sirota points out, that the Republican Party would dominate for years to come. Now, the Republican Party's in trouble. And I think even there's Republicans out there who are listening, all two or three of you, even you would admit there's problems. I mean, can you truly say you're happy with anybody who's running? Can you truly say that you're happy with the course of the country? I think it's one thing as Americans we all have in common. I think we're all frustrated. I think we're frustrated, angry, and we're tense. I really believe that. There may be some people out there that are happy. Members of each party. But I don't think that's everybody. I don't think that's the majority. And I keep hearing this more and more, too. And I've talked about it on the air before, about how people say, well, I don't like any of them. So Roe clearly didn't get done what he planned to do. Okay, but why now? Why out by August the 31st? Maybe he wants to take a vacation. Or do you think he'll show up at somebody else's campaign? If so, whose campaign? Let's go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Bruce.
Hope you guys are having a great morning. It's so beautiful out here.
Yeah, we really are. As long as it doesn't get to be too hot today, we'll be okay.
Oh, it's going to be a record setter. It's going to be kissing 100, so.
You think so? The National Weather Service is only saying 97, and John is totally and completely freaked out and worried because his air conditioner is busted in his house.
Well, open the windows and get out some fans, buddy, because you're going to need them.
Rough it out, man.
Back it up. I was listening to the Rockies game yesterday, and they had all these Cubs fans in, and the people from Colorado were just whining about how hot it was. And the Cubs fans from Chicago were just saying, oh, man, this is great.
Yeah.
They're used to 98 and 99 in Chicago.
With the humidity.
With 99% humidity. So this is air conditioning to them.
Yeah, I was there the year that they had record heat there, and people died. And I remember the mayor said, Mayor Daley said, well, heat kills. And so we lifted that little portion out about heat kills, and we would run that into the top of the hour ID, into the ABC News every hour. Well, heat kills.
He must have loved you.
No, kind of like Rumsfeld. Well, things happen.
Yeah, right. On to Rex. I know you're pushed for time, but I don't necessarily think he's going to go work for another campaign. I think, you know, they're part of a right-wing movement, which it's not right-wing. It's this radical, fundamentalist, pro-globalization agenda that subordinates everything to corporate interests. And they use the part of the radical right that is ultra-conservative Christians. But their main issue was the corporate agenda. And since they've suffered losses, you know, they were able to do what they did during the Bush administration because they had the House, the Senate, and the President. So Rex is committed to the 100-year Republican translate big business majority. And he's going to go about rebuilding that because...
How's he going to do that, though, if he's not sitting... You think he's going to go to work for the Republican National Committee? I mean, is that how he would do it?
Not necessarily, because the core of their strength over the last 25-30 years has been the well-funded radical think tanks like American Enterprise Institute,
Heritage Foundation,
Independence Institute, and here is a wannabe that Mouser thinks, but is doing it on a shoestring budget. And Tom Hartman has a great line. They own all of the Republican Party and half of the Democrat Party. And he may show up. You know, he created Bush, and so his time of, you know, he's spent what, the last 10, 12 years. Getting Bush, making Bush into a successful politician, turning him into a Texas governor. And, you know, I grew up in Texas, and I got to tell you that Bush is not a Texan. He's from Connecticut or wherever the Bushes are from back east. And so for somebody to turn a Connecticut Yankee into a Texas, good old boy is a major accomplishment.
Well, he got there because of oil, the oil business, and
well, where do you think the oil business was invented? It was right down there in Texas.
Yeah, but still,
I mean,
where's he going to go?
I just see he might start his own well-funded consulting business. Or he might show up. I think he's too high profile to just
disappear.
Oh, he's not. There's no way he'll disappear. The man is a political genius. Evil, but he's a genius. And, he is not going to go away. I mean, plus he's committed. This is not just, you know, for a lot of politicians, it's cynical. It's, you know, like the Billy Tosins, give me my, you know, I've been here, I've gotten the power, I've sold out the people, now give me my money. and he goes and becomes a lobbyist for Big Pharma. Grover's not going to take that route because he's committed to a vision, and he's going to work. He'll be working until the day he dies to see that vision reintegrated. Yeah.
He's going to have to do it from a less powerful position, that's for sure. Bruce, thanks, man.
You bet.
Appreciate the call. Oops, ow. Well, he terminated that call quick, didn't he? Boom. 303-713-7600. Comments about Karl Rove stepping down. He's going to be gone August the 31st. And then, what about showing R-rated movies in schools? We'll talk about that coming up, too. But I got plenty of open lines here if you want to speculate. 303-713-7600. Why do you think Karl Rove's leaving? What do you think's up behind that? 749, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic's still struggling in a couple of areas if you're on the southbound lanes of 225 just after Parker down to I-25. Just traffic very, very sluggish along that stretch. Had that earlier multi-car crash westbound I-76 just after I-25, and we still have stop-and-go conditions there down to Federal. C-470 eastbound is very slow now across Littleton, and the same thing for your southbound I-25 commute through Thornton and North Glen and into downtown. Weather outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny, hot day with a high of 97. Right now, it is clear and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Tonight at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts tonight at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
So a 12-pack of Bic stick pens is just 24 cents at Office Depot. Limit 5 per customer. Quantities limited while supplies last. Offer expires August 18th.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Tonight at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block.
The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts tonight at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
Go to Bojo's Pizza, 7805 Wadsworth Boulevard, Nevada, today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, go to Bojo's and ask for the Socialist Muppet Special. We're still looking for David Harsanyi. Or maybe you should go and ask for the David Sirota, Eric Honecker special. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Faz Shakur from the Center for American Progress on Karl Rove. Right now, you on Karl Rove. 303-713-7600 Rove saying he's pulling the plug August the 31st. Why do you think he's leaving? And speculation wide open here. High today, 97. Chance of thunderstorms, about 10%. Let's go to Holly in Fort Collins. Holly, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I think Karl Rove is just going back underground where he works best. I think he's going to devote his next year to getting Republicans reelected and usual election fraud. I think he's got a huge job ahead of him. He's the mastermind of this kind of crap, and I think that's what he's going to be doing for the next year. He's going to have to do something for all these Republicans that are up for re-election because they're toast. And whoever gets nominated for the Republican Party, I think he's going to have to get out there and pull strings for them. And that can mean a lot of things, putting up a, you know, supporting a third candidate, kind of like what happened with Angie Piccioni here and Marilyn Musgrave. Wouldn't have been for that third-party guy.
Oh, Eric Eisner.
Yeah.
Who now claims, by the way, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what that situation was, but, you know, they did support Ralph Nader. They gave him money. And I think a lot of times, a lot of those third-party candidates that come up so strong are Republican-funded if they go against the Democrats.
All right, then according to you, this is a sign of how much trouble the Republican Party is really in, that Karl Rove has to step out of his position as chief White House advisor. And you think he's going to get down in the trenches and try to get candidates elected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think one of the reasons why these people are voting with the president against their own, you know, to their own detriment right now is because they're guaranteeing them something. You know, saying, you know, we can pull some strings for you. We can get you back in. Just stick with us, you know, because it's very important for them not to have any Republicans go with the Democrats. The Democrats have got to come out with a zero-sum game at the end of 07.
You know, he's such an amazing man. If he's such an amazing man, how could everything have gone so wrong?
Well, he was very, very distracted during the 06 because of the Valley Plain thing.
Yeah.
And all that was going on. He was not on his game.
He wasn't. I agree there. I got to go, Holly. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up, Faz Shakur and R-rated movies and the draft and a bunch of other stuff. Stick around.
Red.
Sandy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Jay Martha, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sinopani. The new week on Wall Street opens on a high note. After 30 minutes, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 47 points, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 11. Does it mean the market has stopped worrying about the damage from bad mortgage loans? Floor trader Doreen McGovern.
I would call it a very calm response to some very good moves by our Federal Reserve.
The Fed pumped billions of dollars of cash into the financial system last Friday and added more this morning. A report on July retail sales showed a slightly bigger than expected gain. A pay raise next year? Don't hold your breath. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Surveys by two different human resource groups agree that employers will be limiting next year's pay raises to less than 4%. That's bad news for those with adjustable rate mortgages and stretched out credit card payments. The good news is employers will be more generous on bonuses for high performers, which could add nearly 12% to their income.
The president's number one aide is leaving at the end of the month, CBS's Peter Mayer reports.
A White House official says Karl Rove and the president have been discussing the timing of the top advisor's departure for about a year. Rove biographer Wayne Slater, author of the book Bush's Brain, was once asked about the impact of a Rove resignation.
The absence of Rove would create a situation sort of like, Paul McCartney without John Lennon. The music will be different.
A White House staffer who is close to Rove says he'll continue to be one of the president's greatest friends, an indication Rove will still be there for any needed advice. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
People in Neosho, Missouri can't believe what happened at a Sunday church service, a shooting spree that killed a minister and two members of the congregation and wounded five others before the gunman gave up. Police say the shooting grew out of a disagreement Saturday night between the gunman and members of the church. They haven't stopped, but major al-Qaeda-style attacks in Iraq have gone down by about 50% since the beginning of the troop surge last winter. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says changing attitudes have a lot to do with that.
With the cooperation in the West by tribal groups and other Sunni groups who seem to be looking at the United States for assistance, there's been a dramatic increase in intelligence on where weapons are being prepared, where explosives are stored.
In Afghanistan, Taliban kidnappers have killed two of the 23 South Koreans they took hostage, have released two others.
The two women wept as they got out of a gray Toyota Corolla driven by an Afghan elder and into a waiting Red Cross SUV. The women, who the Taliban have said are ill, were among church group volunteers who were kidnapped on July 19th. They were freed after South Korean officials began holding face-to-face talks with the Taliban.
CBS's Jennifer Chang in Seoul. Updating the Wall Street numbers, the Dow Industrials are ahead 71 points now. NASDAQ is up 14. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there, arrive.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Fort Collins police investigating a deadly car train crash. Investigators say 85-year-old William Lofink of Fort Collins was killed when he was struck by the train yesterday afternoon at West Horsetooth Road and McClellan Drive.
Shattered glass went everywhere, and then you could see the guy kind of hanging out of the car.
Witness Dave Riley says several cars tried to beat the train to the crossing. Police say the train was going about 25 miles per hour. There's no indication the crossing guard was not working. A 7-Eleven clerk in serious condition this morning after being shot. It happened about 4 yesterday afternoon at 16th and Champa. Denver police do have a suspect in custody. CU boasting a new record. The Boulder campus expecting to enroll more than 5,600 new freshmen this year. Nearly 6,000 have already registered. That's about 50 more students than last year when the university broke previous records. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. We still have a lot of slow pockets around the metro area. Seeing delays now northbound I-25 right through the bridges. We also have some work up farther north, northbound I-25 near the Burford exit. Looks like CDOT was late picking up that overnight construction, so we had a couple of miles of backups through there. Southbound 225 still seeing stop and go just after Parker down to I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 97. Currently, fair and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and learn more about the many discounts shelter offers for your car or home. Find the Colorado shelter agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Nice to have you along. Beautiful morning here this morning. Picture perfect. High today, 97. 10% chance of thunderstorms. We're still looking for David Harsanyi to answer up. We left him a message. We haven't heard from him. Come on, David. We know you're out there listening. Come on the program. Justify why you called me a socialist muppet, why you said that David Sirota had an economic model created in East Germany. I mean, these guys, you know, McCarthy may be dead, but he never goes away because these people keep doing the same thing. And I'm sure there's people out there who have no idea who Joe McCarthy is. I mean, even the whole thing about the Reds are coming to get us is all outdated, but don't tell David that. Okay, Dave, anyway, I don't know whether Dave's a bad guy or not. I don't know him. But I just would be interested to know why he thinks that these labels are appropriate. Faz Shakur is the research director for the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org at the Center for American Progress, and he holds a BA in government from Harvard University and has a JD from Georgetown Law Center. Faz has previously worked as a research associate for the Democratic National Committee and was a legislative aide to Senator Bob Graham. We've had him on here a number of times, and we welcome him back. Faz, thanks for coming on such short notice.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jay. Always happy to be on.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Okay, Karl Rove, today, this morning, the news breaks. He gives an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He says he's leaving. He'll step down August the 31st. He's going to go spend more time with his family. How many times have we heard that before? What do you make of him leaving so early?
Well, I'm sure there, it's partly true that I think he's worn out. I think it's a tough job. He's been doing it for quite a long time. I think also there's the factor that if you want to get some cash, now's the time to do it because your value's still high. You can, you know, get all kinds of influence for people on the outside to get in the inside. So I think his earning potential is pretty high, and that's pretty appealing to him. And obviously the other reason is there's a great deal of congressional oversight and scrutiny over him, and he's become a great deal of baggage both to himself and to the White House. So I think he's trying to alleviate some of that and probably work off some legal debts and go make some money in the private sphere.
Or do you think maybe he realizes he may incur some more legal debts in the future?
That's true, too. I don't think that... I mean, he shouldn't be under any illusions that Patrick Leahy is going to drop his subpoena. You know, that subpoena has been issued on him. And so I don't think that's going anywhere. I think that they're going to stay after him. So,
so in other words, he might
have a lot more legal debt.
Yeah, so he might as well build up his war fund now, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And his earning potential is the highest right now, right, because he still has access to the President of the United States on a person-to-person basis. And so once President Bush leaves office, the earning potential goes down a little bit. So now's the time to make money.
All right, so there's no big conspiracy to this. There's no footsteps at the door. And what about the idea that the Republican Party is in such trouble that he would exit the White House in order to try to help them out?
Well, I think he's actually exiting to help them out. That's true. I think that he'll be a consultant of some sort to either the Republican National Committee or to, I don't think he'll probably pick a candidate because that'd make him a kingmaker, and I'm not sure if he's at that point yet. So I think that he's going to be helping out largely the Republican National Party apparatus more so now that he's left the office. So I think we can expect more of his shenanigans that we've seen in prior elections to come out more.
Such as vote suppression,
yeah,
mudslinging.
Exactly. Yeah, mudslinging, these covert ops like the Swift Boat guys and the various smear campaigns that he's done in the past.
What has this guy really amounted to in 6 years? The reason I ask that is George W. Bush arguably won the election the first time around. Most of us believe the Supreme Court gave it to him. The second time around, he won, but it wasn't a landslide, and John Kerry did not run a very effective campaign. And the last 6 years have been basically a mess.
Yeah.
I would challenge any conservatives. Well, I don't even want to use the word conservatives. I would challenge any backers of GWB or Karl Rove to point to anything that has been an overwhelming success that they've been engaged in.
Yeah, I think when history writes its books on Karl Rove, I think the one thing that he'll be known for and the one thing that largely he brought into politics is the Karl Rove strategy of conducting elections and the Karl Rove strategy of governing, which is a 50% plus one strategy. And it was divide people as much as you can, find cleavage issues, and scare people about your opponent and just try to rally your base and get just the bare minimum needed to get victory. You know, prior to that, I think Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, all those candidates and campaigns before that had sought to unify people, particularly appealing to the middle. But Karl Rove came along and said, all right, I'm going to appeal to the base, really scare the heck out of, use scaremongering to drive fear into the public about my opponent and just get the bare minimum needed to succeed. And so I think we've seen what that brings over the course of governing, which is, you know, a disastrous kind of policy in this country that has created a great deal of resentment and anger and frustration and all those things. And so hopefully we'll be casting off the Karl Rove legacy.
But in the end, these guys really haven't done very much, except get us into Iraq, which has turned out to be a huge disaster.
They've done a great deal of harm.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about what you could, you know, probably look at as being. In other words, I guess what I'm trying to say, Foz, is that he was good at getting Bush there, but once there, everything else just seemed to, like, blow up on him.
Well, that's because they're true conservatives in the sense that they're not there to actually do much. They're just there to show you that government can't govern and that they don't want to be. I mean, it was really lower taxes, which they accomplished. They got the war that they wanted. They got the defense and military funding that they needed. Then they got the social cleavage issues, you know, about gay marriage and choice issues and riling up the conservative base. So they've accomplished a lot on those cultural fronts, on the military front, and on the taxes front. So they did a lot of the things that they wanted to do, and for a while they were expanding their Republican base, and then over time, as the results came through from his strategy, people turned against it, and fortunately, you know, the legacy is that his strategy has been self-defeating, and it's caused the perhaps long-term decline of the Republican Party.
8:13, actually I lied. It's 8:14, 14 minutes after, right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Faz Shakir with us, the Research Director for the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org at the Center for American Progress. They do like that. They do like that cleavage stuff, the issues. They do like polarization. They do like extremes. They do like over-the-top behavior and charges. They're all riddled with it. They all like doing it.
And that's a product of Karl Rove. And the genius of Rove, if there's anything, is that he found the candidate in George W. Bush who was willing to engage in all that stuff without having kind of moral doubts or, you know, self-doubt about attacking or basically playing politics when it was obvious he was playing politics. I mean, they did so much stuff because they had a messenger in Bush who was able to carry out the Karl Rove strategy of politicizing and fear-mongering and scaremongering and driving wedges into the electorate. And so that, I think that's one thing. Jay, if there's one thing I would really like to convey is that as we look at Karl Rove's legacy, I think a lot of people are going to be saying this guy was brilliant, he was really smart, he was a genius, and I don't dispute that he was an intelligent person, but let's look at the record. You know, this guy, as you said, didn't accomplish much, and also in a lot of his predictions have borne out to be not true. I mean, that's not something you're going to hear in the mainstream media. You know, he predicted Bush was going to win a landslide in 2000. That didn't happen. He predicted Bush was going to win in New Hampshire in 2000. That didn't happen. You know, he predicted that Republicans were going to hold a House in 2006. That didn't happen. And Republicans were going to hold a Senate in 2006. That didn't happen. So, I mean, let's look at the full picture of this man before calling him a genius.
Yeah, I think it's very valid. I think he made a lot of predictions that didn't turn out, didn't turn out to be true, and that, yeah, you're right. The mainstream media doesn't hold him accountable for that. And I remember the whole thing about the 2006 elections. I remember him sitting there, the morning before? Or maybe it was the election day, claiming that he had the numbers.
Yeah, he had.
And that the polls and everything else was, you know, that they were wrong, and it turned out that he was wrong.
He was wrong, exactly. He was wrong. I mean, he's been wrong many times, too. I mean, I think he's built the myth of Karl Rove that he does no wrong, and the media buys into it because they think that they have some political genius in the White House who knows things that we don't know. But, of course, the American public know better than what Karl Rove knows. And what's ironic and interesting is in that Wall Street Journal article today where he discloses that he's leaving, he also says that Iraq won't play a major role in the next election.
Yeah, I found that to be incredible. What planet is he living on?
Exactly. I mean, we shouldn't say, of course, the media is going to say, well, you know what, Karl Rove, he's pretty intelligent, and the fact that he might say this, we should give this some credence. No, I mean, this is nonsense. Let's just call it nonsense for what it is, and let's not give this any credence, because we all know Iraq is going to play a major part in this election, and as much as Karl Rove doesn't want it to, and that's probably the reason why he's saying that, we should not give him the credence of saying this guy is a really brilliant strategist who's now saying Iraq won't play a major role.
Yeah, it's incredible that he would make that kind of a statement as if you're right. I mean, this is what he must want, but wanting it and saying it doesn't make it so.
That's right. But they think that they can do that. You know, they've been doing it for years where they do this false balancing in the media. If one side says something that's true, they'll say something that's false so that the media will have to report both sides.
Yeah, they all engage in this over-the-top rhetoric and distortions of things. Do you think that stuff and the fear-mongering, do you think that stuff is still going to work? Do you think it's going to work in 2008? Does it still work today in 2007? Or have they played that card so often and they've been through it so much that now the majority of the public just rejects it?
Well, I think people are getting more and more tired of it. I think it has less and less utility as time goes on, but I think it's still working, right? Obviously, the Democrats caving on the FISA thing was an example of this, where Karl Rove played the terror card, and unfortunately a few Democratic politicians didn't have the spine to stand up on it, and so they caved. And so it still has some utility, but I think it has less and less over time, and people are getting more and more sick of it. So that I think the more they use it, the less it's going to be effective for them.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I mean, I find myself disturbed about two things. One, that the Democrats don't want to seem to stand up. I'm frustrated by that. And I'm tired of all of this over-the-top, ridiculous rhetoric that goes on. And I don't care where it comes from. Right, left, nowhere. But I notice that people on the right seem to do it. I mean, it's like smearing and McCarthyism and all of that stuff has never really died with them, that they just keep using it over and over again, and I'm tired of it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with people disagreeing on the course that a country, a state, or a city ought to take. Because that's what makes America. We don't want one-party rule, although Karl Rove would like to have one-party rule, I think, and he's not going to get it. But yeah. We don't want one-party rule. But on the other hand, there's no civility left anymore. It's all crazy-making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, for a while people said on the left, well, why don't we engage in the same kinds of tactics that Karl Rove has been employing? And I'm glad that for the most part we haven't done that, because the fact that they employ certain tactics is a reflection of their values. And I think the more you embrace those tactics, then you're saying that, you know, our values have now changed. And so I think the people on the left would do well to say, you know, Karl Rove had certain things that he did that just don't work for us.
But are we bringing a knife to a gunfight?
Yeah, well, that's the other argument. I think you can be more disciplined, you can be more organized as he was, you can be on top of the game, as you know, very detail-oriented, those kinds of things. And new strategies, but you don't have to engage in the same tactics. You can engage in the tactics that are uplifting and uniting versus those that are divisive, and I think you can still win.
Boy, but it's tempting, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's tempting to say, all right, you want to play that game, fine. I can bring just as big a club as you can.
I think it's harder. Yeah, I think it's harder to do it the morally upstanding way. It's because it's much easier to just fall to the bottom and get in the back alley knife fight, but you know we hold different values, and so we should keep that in mind.
Yeah. See, in the end, I know you're right, but sometimes it's so hard not to get drawn into it.
Right.
And not to think, okay. Because it seems to me that what we've done is we've sat there like two boxers in the ring, and just gotten ourselves pounded.
Right.
For years on end.
Right. Yeah.
And allowed them to draw all of these characterizations and these stereotypes and caricatures and all this stuff on the extreme. I mean, I got it going on here with a local columnist. Just because I'm not for the pure economic model of laissez-faire capitalism, And I do believe in regulation, not over-regulation, but I believe that you got to achieve balance in order to have the system work. You know, I'm labeled as a socialist muppet. I mean, these guys engage in this stuff, and it's like, you know, they couldn't tell the difference between the socialism, the little socialism that we have in this country, the socialism that they have in Canada, the socialism that they would have, say, in Western industrialized countries, and Marxist-Leninism or Stalinism of North Korea. It's like to them, it's all the same. And it's bizarre. Well, I mean, it's like, stop it already.
I mean, I remember, you know, when President Clinton ran his campaigns, he didn't run them in the Karl Rove style, and I think he was effective because mostly he allowed the right wing to attack him, but he used that to A, defend himself, and then B, go on the counterattack. And I think we should keep that in mind, that if you're getting attacked, you should feel free to then go on the offensive. But we're not going to go into the gutter and drag the debate to places where it shouldn't be going and be the ones to lead it there. But if it's led there by others, then we're going to defend ourselves and we're going to go on the counteroffensive.
Okay. Last question. This poses a good question. Good setup for a good question. Regardless of who the candidate is, let's just say for the presidency, or even for Senate, Congress, the Karl Rove style versus the Bill Clinton style, who wins? Who's most effective?
Well, you see how the candidates are working right now. On the left, I think they're all employing the Bill Clinton model. The right, I don't think that they're there yet on the fear-mongering. Like, I would challenge you to tell me, like, who's actually trying to fear-monger the most.
Giuliani a little bit by saying, that, well, if a Democrat's elected, we're going to suffer another 9/11.
Yeah, he's more nonsense than the others. But I don't think the others are really employing it to a degree. And who knows what happens in the general election. Maybe they will, but I think that hopefully they'll realize that that's not going to work for them. So it's still TBD, and we'll figure out if Karl Rove has more sway in the 08 election than he should have.
All right, so no prediction on whether the Rove model versus the Clinton model.
No, I would still say the Clinton model works. I think it works not only because you can win campaigns, but also because it leads to the better governing, which is that, you know, we've lifted people up and we've said we're going to provide an agenda that unifies you, and then when we get into office, it's easier to do that rather than we've tried to divide you and scare you, and now we're going to get into office and do that for you.
Yeah, that's a good point. You have people at each other's throats. It's a lot more difficult to govern fast.
Right.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on short notice. It's always a pleasure to have you, and you know we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Thanks. There's a Fast Secure for the Center for American Progress, smart guy. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. That always leads me to believe. I always want to ask this question, and I know what your answer is going to be. Even before I ask it, I know what your answer is going to be. Your answer is going to be, well, yeah, I want positive campaigning. That's what I want. But you know something? There's something about negative campaigning though that we really dig, don't we? There's something about name calling, and getting down and doing that kind of stuff that we really dig. There's something about that we're really, really into. Anybody want to take a chance and explain to me why that is? Or does all the negativism, all the name-calling, all of the smearing, all of the craziness, does that just take everyday people, and maybe you're just one of these everyday people, does it just take you and make you say, yeah, I'm going to watch the PGA. I'm going to watch NASCAR, Formula One, baseball, some reality show. I don't even want to get near this stuff. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm alienated by all.
Tomorrow, be there as Dog the Bounty Hunter is sent to prison. This time on the outside looking in.
I had to go back one more time.
Find out what made the star of the A&E hit series the man he is today.
I started to tell myself I can be anybody I want to be.
From ex-con to icon. It's the A&E special, A Man Called Dog, tomorrow at 9, 8 central, only on A&E.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you. I definitely need to get my act together here, don't I? Okay. No, nobody likes to be treated with disrespect. I don't think any of us do. And I know at times I've treated callers. I've treated you maybe with a little bit of disrespect, and we don't like it. I mean, nobody likes it. And the other thing is, what you don't like, at least I don't like, and maybe you do like this, but I don't like it. I don't like going somewhere and not having somebody available to answer my questions. Like, I'm going to learn what I want to learn about the product through osmosis. Like, somehow the answers are going to come to me. And I have had this happen to me, too, at various car dealerships. Walk on the lot, no one shows up. I hate that. Won't happen at Rockies. They're not there to twist your arm, but they are there to help you. That's one of the hallmarks of Rockies Autos. That and the fact that they've got the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 700 vehicles. The list is huge. You have to go there really to see it. Or, if you want to kind of get an idea, go on the internets and go to RockiesAutos.com. Their matching down incentive is still going on. It's a chance for you to save some money. And they've got good people there to help you. Tom and Marv Al Shearer, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera. The list of folks there, Juan, Adolph, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Fred Lebrato. The list just goes on and on of great folks. So if you want to go somewhere where from the time you step on the lot to the time you leave the lot, they treat you with respect, then you want to go to Rockies Autos. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a huge sign out front. Rockies Autos. Go down there and see my friends at Rockies Autos. Find out what the difference is.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Well, I'm picking, and I'm grinning. 8:31, 31 minutes after hour. Good morning. Isolated thunderstorms, high today, 97. Jay Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk, your socialist muppet. We're still waiting to hear from David Harsanyi of the Denver Post, who called me that, a socialist muppet, and also a hypocrite. Come on, Dave. We called you a long time ago. Where are you? Come on the radio. Talk to us. That's all we want to do. We just want to have dialogue. I just want to know why you think it is that I'm some kind of, you believe I'm some kind of Marxist-Leninist. All right. Let me quickly go to Catherine in Fort Collins. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you ask what Karl Rove's next mission is going to be. And here's my opinion. I think they're sending him to California. I hear that there's a big debate between those who want to use the popular vote to elect presidents and get rid of the Electoral College in California and the Republican Party who wants to redistrict California so that no Democrat can ever be elected. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think they could get the second thing done. I think they'd have a tremendous. I think that
Carl Rove.
That people are. Yeah, I know what he did about Texas, but people are a lot smarter than that. There'd be a ton of lawsuits. Plus, on top of that, with the population shift there, it'd be very, very, very hard to engineer that. I'm not so sure that he could get that done. I don't know what maybe he's going to do what Foz talked about, which is he knows he may have legal troubles coming up. He needs money. You can never have enough money when it comes to that kind of stuff. So what he's going to do is now he's at his most marketable, so he's going to try to make money there. Or maybe it's a sign that the Republicans are really in bad shape and that he's going to step out and try to help them.
Well, I think that he wants to try to help them, but I don't put past Karl Rove to put this mission in California and try to redistrict.
Yeah, but I don't think he can get it done because I think that people are hip to that move. They've seen it before now, and they're not stupid. And you got a lot of astute politicians, a lot of astute office holders sitting in that state. People like Grace Napolitano, people like Nancy Pelosi, people like Dianne Feinstein. You've got pretty smart Democrats in the state legislature. I think he would have a hard time getting that done. I think he'd have a hard time sneaking that by.
Well, he might have a hard time, but I still think he's going to try.
Well, he may try, but I just don't think he would get it done. Wouldn't it be a better alternative for him to try to put his energies towards things that he knows will work, like suppressing votes and also running divisive campaigns on a national level to help Republicans get elected? Because we were talking about this last week. Talking about the fact that, these social issues, these divisive social issues, which really, if you think about them, they don't matter to a hill of beans. And what I'm talking about is, for instance, the whole gay issue.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what does anybody care what somebody four houses down from them is doing, as long as they don't break the law? But they've been shopping that around, and what happens is people buy into that, and then they vote against their own self-interests. And can anybody come forward now and say that they think the country's in better shape now than it was 6 years ago?
Absolutely not. Why don't Democrats ever seem to come back and go on the offensive with Republicans, though? You know, for instance, when you talk about abortion, one thing... Muslims don't have abortions. Muslims are more like right-wing Republicans, and yet how can they hate them so when Muslims are so much like them?
Because the authoritarian... Well, first of all, I reject the idea that Muslims, particularly the ones living in the United States, are so much like them. I think that they're like anybody else.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the Muslims in Iraq, for instance. They're very much like right-wing Republicans.
You're talking about religious fundamentalists.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think, when it comes to all of that, maybe that's played out. And the reason maybe that's played out is, can you name one Republican presidential candidate that any of those folks are really enthusiastic about? They're not very enthusiastic.
Oh, no. Of course not.
So what happens with them is they may just stay home.
Yes. If I were them, I think I'd stay home myself.
Yeah, because I think they got a sense too that they got nailed, that they got conned. So there may be something out there in the wind that indicates that the days of pulling that con are over with. But I think essentially you're right. Karl Rove is capable of anything, whether he can do it or not remains to be seen, because you're dealing with a much smarter public and you're also dealing with a much smarter much smarter people involved in the electoral process than were 6-7 years ago. People are pretty hip to this stuff now. And let me point briefly to this before I go. Look what happened in Ohio. Yeah. Ken Blackwell got stomped. You know why? Because they were angry at him.
Right.
For all that stuff he pulled off. So
right.
maybe these guys are staring down the barrel of this again. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Yeah, could be. Catherine, thanks.
You betcha.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, bye.
303-713-7600, you want to get in on this. 837, 37 minutes after the hour, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We still have a lot of activity, including a crash southbound I-25 north of I-70. So watch out for that if you're trying to get into downtown. Traffic's still pretty heavy between 58th and Spear. One on southbound 225 through the DTC. That'll be just after Yosemite off on the right-hand shoulder. And we had a problem off the highway, Yale near Holly, just east of I-25. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny and hot today with a high of 97. Right now, fair and 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me have a word with you about Icon LASIK Center. We all have misconceptions. We all get things wrong. There are a lot of rumors. There are a lot of stories going on out there about LASIK. And there are a lot of you who believe that safe and affordable LASIK, well, two and two just doesn't make four. They just don't go together. But like a lot of other things, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures. They've been doing this since 1999. They have experienced surgeons. They'll answer all your questions. Anything, any questions you have about LASIK, they'll take the time to answer them. And you can also find out why Icon LASIK can do eyes for as little as $499 per eye, and why the other centers out there, why they can't meet that. So there are a lot of gimmicks going on out there. Don't fall for that stuff. Don't fall for these leads, these come-ons, and these loss leader situations, as they call it. Find out the truth about this important surgery, this important operation, for yourself. Find out how you can get rid of your glasses. Call and set up a consultation and ask all the questions you want at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And by the way, Icon now has an office open in Loveland, or you can check them out on the internet at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com. Go to Bojo's Pizza, 7805 Wadsworth Boulevard, Nevada, today at noon, and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Oh, I'm dressed up so nice. Got and I'm doing my best.
You bet. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. 10% chance of that happening. AM 760 is sending you to the movies. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today and what's ahead in the future. Visit select Denver metro area Bojo's pizza locations Monday through Wednesday. That's today through Wednesday. And pick up your movie passes We're on a crash course with Mother Nature. So let's change that course today. For more information on this great film, and it is great, good reviews on it, find out the dates and locations that you can get these free passes simply by going to am760.net. Still waiting for David Harsanyi to show up. We put a call into him. David, where are you? Where in his blog he labeled me a socialist muppet and said that David Sirota, because David and I had a discussion on Friday about economics and about laissez-faire capitalism and about this idea that big business and that business basically is always right. And he accused Sirota of creating some model from East Germany. And he accused me of being a socialist muppet, which is what these guys on the right do. And he accused me of being a hypocrite. That's what these folks do. They red bait. Even though you'd think that in the year 2007, that would lose its appeal. So I'd like to talk to David about why he thinks that's basically what I am, a socialist muppet. I'm sure David goes to work at the Post. I'm sure he drives on the roads. Well, that's paid for by the taxpayers. That's a degree of socialism. Oops, David, why don't you levitate to work? And then you don't have to use the roads. Meanwhile, we're talking about the number one story here this morning, which is Karl Rove and your speculation about what he'll do, where he's going, and why he's leaving at 303-713-7600. Or the other part of it is Bash Karl Rove Day. Because I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to call up and talk about what a great guy he is. And if you are inclined to do so, you can do it. And I was talking about divisive politics and was asking Fawz Shakir of the Center for American Progress which kind of politics he think would do that he thinks would do better, which is talking about the issues and engaging in an uplifting campaign, or the other side of it is engaging in a divisive campaign where you cause cleavage among the country. Now, you talk to a lot of people, what are they going to say to you? A lot of people are going to say, you know what, I don't follow politics. I don't like it. I'm alienated from it. I don't care about it. And maybe that could be one of the reasons. Maybe that could be one of the reasons why people don't care. Because it is too negative and it is too frustrating. But there's something about negative campaigning. There's something about this kind of friction. There's something about this kind of cleaving of society, this divisiveness that a lot of people dig, and it causes them to pay attention. And it motivates the bases on both sides, both right and left. So what about people who are sitting in the middle who really don't want to deal with all of this polarization? Gene in Westminster. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Gene in Westminster.
Yes, sir.
In regard to Rove, I just wanted to make a little prediction. Right now you have two American heavyweights, Rothschild and Warren Buffett, that are trying to prime Schwarzenegger for bigger and better things in the country.
Well, yeah, but what are you talking about, bigger, better things? He's talking about running for the presidency?
Well, they don't know where he's going to wind up, but it's bigger things.
Yeah, but he's constitutionally blocked from holding the presidency, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. And boy, it's been a long time since I've heard the word Rothschild in there.
Well, you're going to hear it more and more.
Oh, I am, huh?
Anyway, okay. That's just my prediction.
Well, how are the Rothschilds hooked up with Schwarzenegger? I'd be interested in knowing that.
Well, from everything I've read, the Rothschilds have been hooked up with everything since George Washington.
Oh, yeah, but can you give me one? I mean, do you have anywhere I can go read this? Where can I go find this?
Well, you can go back in the history as far as that goes.
Because usually Rothschilds being involved in things were usually a code phrase for anti-Semitism. Well, that the Rothschilds and the Jews were behind everything.
Well,
all right, I got to go because I got David Harsanyi on 6. Thanks. David, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay.
Okay. You know, I don't mind us, like, disagreeing about economics or about, you know, regulation of how much regulation the government should have or or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you come up with the idea that, number one, I'm a socialist muppet, and number two, that Mr. Sirota's model was created in East Germany?
Well,
I mean, that's red baiting, man.
Well, I was angry because my main problem is that my views were misrepresented on your show when I heard them on Sirota's blog. I am not against all taxation. It's a ridiculous thing to say. And you also said that I'm never challenged at the Post. Well, how many times have you called me to challenge me?
Well, I think that when I say you're never challenged at the Post, I think it's up to the Post to get somebody to represent an opposing viewpoint. If you want to be on the show, that's fine with me. But that doesn't justify... Wait a minute. Excuse me. That doesn't justify going and using the age-old trick of labeling somebody a socialist muppet or claiming that Mr. Sirota's model is created in East Germany.
That's not what I wrote, though. I said that it led to East Germany.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know what, but that's patently not true. Because there's a big difference between the idea of checks and balances and some degree of government involvement in what goes on in society and what goes on in the economy and, you know, Eric Honecker's model of a state central plan system. True or false?
Of course it's true. The problem is that, how can I put this? I'm not really even a conservative. I'm really a libertarian, but... The problem is that I am always forced by people like Sirota and others to defend everything the conservatives do and be put sort of on the extreme edge of this thing. In the same way that you said, by the way, that conservatives don't care about community. Now, do you think that's a fair thing? They don't care about children.
No, I don't think all conservatives feel that way. But I think there's an element of the conservative movement, and I think there's an element of the ultra right wing. That feels this way, that the real elephant in the room is simply this. I've got mine, I want to hang on to mine, and I really don't care what goes on with me or around me. And an example of that, and I think a great example of that, was Hillary Clinton's book and her statement that it takes a village. When in reality, and she got trashed for that by people who were sitting on the right. When in reality, you want to know something? It does take a village. And if your model is like 1955 when I was alive then, and so were you.
I wasn't even close to being alive then.
All right, well, then you're not that old. But the fact is that your neighbors were intimately involved in what was going on in a positive way, in that if you went down the street and got into trouble, somebody got a hold of you and not only got on you, but they also got involved with your parents. I mean,
there's a difference between involvement and coercion. But
nobody's talking coercion, David. Where do you get coercion?
It's coercive. When you, for instance, tell me where I have to send my children to school.
We didn't have a conversation about that.
I understand, but that's why. Let me just say one last thing about why I posted that blog post. You guys were talking about Hickenlooper and his bond issue, which I think you said you didn't support, or well, I'm not sure.
I'm not crazy about him.
Okay. I supported his infrastructure part of that issue. I wrote it in a column, but yet Sirota's on there, and he's on his blog, attacking me for being some kind of Doug Bruce, sycophant. And those sort of things are unfair, so it was more of a personal problem I had.
Well, then why don't you, if it's going to be a personal problem, then, like, make it that, but don't pull off something out of 1955 by claiming that, you know, by red baiting. I mean, come on, I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Well, from what I've seen of Sirota, I believe that he's a socialist. I mean, there's no way for me to get around it.
We're all socialists to some degree. I mean, did you drive to work?
Of course.
You use the roads. Who pays for those?
And I pay my taxes, which I'm not against overall.
Okay, well, all right. Do you want to privatize that? Do you want to get rid of it?
Not roads. Well, I mean, I don't want to get into that discussion. Some roads, but most roads...
Well, no, wait a minute. I mean, you don't want to get into that. You don't want to go there. But the fact is that we all are, and that we have safety nets in the society. And that's all we were talking about. And we weren't talking about anything more, and you start, you know, invoking Stalinism? Come on, man.
First of all, that's a blog post, and if you've read my column, I'm not sure that you have, and you have no duty to do so.
Yes, I've read your columns, but the fact is that blog post, that doesn't excuse it. You put it into writing, and you know what? You're calling me something that I'm not.
All right. Well,
because I love capitalism. I'm in favor of capitalism. Am I in
you
favor?
You said on the, you said yesterday that you don't like big business. You like
no, it wasn't yesterday. It was Friday.
I'm sorry.
And I don't like unregulated big business. And my example,
and my example
of that would be, look what's happening to my own industry. Do you think deregulation is the right way to go?
It depends which industry. I don't know.
Oh, come on. What, are you writing a paper and you answer me you don't know?
What do you mean deregulation of everything? Give me the specific industry and I'll talk about it.
Right.
Most of the time, yes.
I believe
in deregulation.
Hang on. 8:53. 53 minutes after the hour. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We still have major delays if you're headed up north of the Denver area along I-25. Have construction that is still causing some major backups right near the Berthoud exit. So just be aware of that. If you are headed that direction, you're going to want to give yourself plenty of time. Northbound I-25 sluggish through the bridges. We have the southbound side of I-25 still bogged down due to a crash approaching I-70. And we have delays on southbound 225 right near Yosemite. That's a wreck off on the right-hand shoulder. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a mostly sunny day, hot though with a high of 97. Right now, fair 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance. With easy electronic billing and renewal,
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Tonight at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
Would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts tonight at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
Brief. 443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'll give you the number one more time, 303-443-SCAN.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy. But now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads, so we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me.
I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads, because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
All right, we'll try to hook back up with David Harsanyi and finish this coming up on the other side of the hour. If not, I'll just have him in here for an hour. So stick around.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence System, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM760. Progressive Talk.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A solid start to the week on Wall Street as stocks climb following last week's market roller coaster. Right now, the Dow is up 43, the NASDAQ 9 points, and the S&P 500 up 6. Investors' fears may be calming a bit after more overseas central banks pumped cash into their banking systems. But Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss isn't expecting any credit move by the Fed.
Now everybody, of course, is hoping that the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates in September. I think it's a little premature. And I think we have to see how this settles down after Labor Day before we get too excited.
Up 0.3% is, you know, not a bad month.
Retail analyst Ken Perkins on this morning's retail sales report showing July growth of 0.3%. He's not expecting a boom in the coming months.
Our expectation through at least the rest of the summer into the fall is that retail sales are going to continue to slow. They've been in a slowing trend for about 18 months now, so there's no question that things are slowing down.
About a half an hour away from a statement from President Bush on the departure of longtime friend and political advisor Karl Rove, live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, a White House official describes Rove's decision as a big loss to the president. Longtime colleague Karen Hughes comments on Rove's departure at a time when the president's approval ratings are at near historic lows.
Polls rise and polls fall. I think Carl has been an instrumental part of what I believe has been a very successful, effective presidency.
A spokeswoman says Rove will continue to be a great friend of the president, perhaps an indication he'll be there when advice is needed. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Two shuttle astronauts will go spacewalking again in about 30 minutes. The Endeavour mission calls for 4 spacewalks, but NASA managers today could decide on a 5th to repair damaged heat shield tiles. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it is not a risk-free operation.
I think they can do it if they have to, but on the other hand, no one likes to get astronauts up under the shuttle in that critical heat shield where you could have other problems if something went wrong. So they're going to look at this pretty hard.
The damage was caused by a chunk of foam insulation about 3.5 inches long that broke off during last week's shuttle launch. We're expecting to learn more details within the hour on yesterday's deadly shooting spree at a church in the southwestern Missouri town of Neosho. Reporter Ty Wilson says the alleged gunman, whose name hasn't been released, killed 3 people and wounded 5 others.
Police say at one point he had his weapon pointed to the head of one of the female hostages and made others form a circle around him. Eventually, the alleged gunman dropped his weapon, handing himself over to police without further bloodshed.
Now, authorities say an apparent dispute between the suspect and a family that belonged to the church on Saturday night was behind the incident. Well, officials in Utah are planning to drill a third hole today at a coal mine where six men have been trapped now for a week. One of the miners who escaped the collapse says that he neither felt nor heard anything as the cave-in unfolded. This is CBS News.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony.com, where we match singles across 29 dimensions of compatibility. And right now, not only can you log on to eHarmony.com and get your personality profile, you can also review your matches all for free. Aren't you curious to see who you would be matched up with according to compatibility? Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
With Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR, you'll feel like you're driving the official pace car of running errands. And now, visit a Goodyear retailer and get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer with a purchase of four select Goodyear tires, including race-inspired Response Edge. Or double your gift card up to $80 when purchased on your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear, get there. Offer valid 729 through 825.07. Visit GoodyearTires.com or a participating Goodyear retailer for mail-in form and complete details. Certain restrictions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. An 85-year-old man is dead after a car-train collision in Fort... It happened just before 3 yesterday afternoon at West Horsetooth Road and McClellan Drive.
At this point, what we know is that the vehicle that was...
Seen some sluggish conditions northbound I-25 through the bridges, southbound I-25 downtown, and we have those construction delays northbound I-25 north of Denver right around the Burthett exit, so just be prepared if you're headed that direction. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny and hot with a high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a warm night at 60.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-220-4155.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Progressive Talk. We were talking with David Harsanyi on the Denver Post, but we had to go up into the news, and I was reacting to a blog entry of his in the Gang of Four blog section in which he labeled me a socialist muppet. And said that David Sirota's model created East Germany, because David and I had been talking about economics. And David said that he would try to call us back and come back on. He said, as for hypocrite Jay Marvin, he says he doesn't care for big business. Who pays him? And I don't care for big business, particularly big business that is unchecked, because I think that big business that is unchecked will inevitably do what big business has to do and what it believes it should do, which is return investments to shareholders and or enrich the owners of the company and the CEO, and it doesn't make any difference who they screw to, I hate to use that term, who they screw to get it done, and I think there's plenty of examples of that out here. But to me, people can disagree, and they can disagree on things. But and I faced David down about this, that red baiting isn't going to get it done. This whole idea that, well, you're a socialist. No, we should all like scream about that, because in essence, we're all socialists. And we're all socialists in the degree that the socialized programs and the things that go on in this country that we many times take for granted and that we enjoy, we all partake in it, regardless of whether we're left, right, or in the middle. We drive the roads, we use the police force, we dial 911, and yeah, you've got to pay for that if an ambulance comes to your house. But part of that is subsidized by taxpayers, and the roads certainly are paid for by everybody, including Daryl, David Harsanyi, who also pays his taxes, as he pointed out. We all have Social Security, and we get these things about, well, it's not going to be around when you get older. And I maintain that that remains to be seen. I don't think that that's totally true. And that there's Medicare, Medicaid, there's the Veterans Administration system, there's consumer checks and balances and protection, which granted that that stuff has been gutted now over the last number of years, but we do have it. And so we all benefit from all of this. We all take advantage of it. We all contribute to it. And this very much plays into the idea of something that I've been talking about for a long, long time, which is we're very fortunate to live here. We're very fortunate to be in America. Now, what do we owe for having this? Isn't there some degree of community responsibility? Isn't there some degree of sacrifice? Isn't there some degree of paying the freight to get things done? Because you want to use those things, you want to enjoy those things, you want to enjoy those fruits. They're not going to come for free. There's nothing in this world that you're going to get for free. It just isn't going to happen. Somewhere, somehow, you got to pay for it. And that's all I was saying to David Sirota. And Mr. Harsanyi's original column said the following. His original blog entry said the following. And see if you agree with it or not. I'll read it to you. The New York Times reports today that investigators have found what may be a design flaw in the bridge that collapsed Minneapolis a week ago. The Federal Highway Administration swiftly responded by urging all states to take extra care with how much weight they place on bridges of any design when sending construction crews to work on them. Crews were doing work on the deck of Interstate 35W Bridge here when it gave way, hurling rush hour traffic into the Mississippi River and killing at least five people. This, of course, is true. This, of course, if true, would also mean that the politically motivated panic attacks blaming Bush, who apparently wants bridges to fall on people, were all wrong. Really, any tragedy can now be engaged to scare the holy living hell out of Americans, followed by a call to expand bureaucracies and raise taxes. Reasonable people, I hope, will see that this tragedy had nothing to do with Clinton, Bush, or, if this report is true, funding. If you believe more taxes and more regulation and more government are the answer to virtually every problem we face, and it seems as if that is the growing default position for many people, it's easy to see how anything can be transformed into a question of politics. And I would say to David Harsanyi that not only do I think that George W. Bush and the Congress is responsible, but I think that the Democrats are also responsible in the fact that the infrastructure in this country is crumbling and that right here in Colorado we have trouble. And it has nothing to do with design flaws. It has to do with the fact that these things have not been kept up. Okay, so then the central question is, if we need to fix this, and anybody who's been out there driving, okay, anybody who has driven in Colorado, outside the state of Colorado, you've taken any road trips this summer despite the gasoline prices, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The infrastructure is a mess. It's terrible. And it has to be fixed. Now the question is, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get it done? Because nobody I know of is going to go out there and fix it for free. Now, we can talk about priorities, and I have no problem with that. I mean, we're spending an awful lot of money in Iraq, and which, by the way, contractors with no-bid contracts with connections, which once again is big business, they're making off like bandits. And this is what happens when there's no oversight. But this idea that you don't have to raise taxes to get things done is also not true, because nobody does anything for free. And then you've got the escalating cost. You've got the escalating cost of getting things done. Now, when the interstate highway system was built in this country back under Eisenhower, a lot of you might not have been alive then. To go back and do that again, and to fix that would.
What's the cost? What's the cost of basic raw materials and man and woman power to get that done? It's a lot more than what it was when it was originally built. See back? Okay. Thank you, Dave, for coming back. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Your original column here, the original blog that you did, wasn't the United States about to crumble? And then you get into, and I read it on the air, the New York Times report and all of that. But would you agree with me, or maybe you disagree, would you agree with me that the infrastructure, not only in the state of Colorado, but also across the country, has got major problems?
Yeah, there are places there are major problems.
I mean, it's crumbling.
It's not crumbling.
Oh, it's not.
Is it crumbling because one bridge fell? I'm not saying that there aren't infrastructure needs.
No, but there have been stories out now for a long, long time, for instance, that here in the state of Colorado, if we do not do something about the bridges that are out there, we're going to have to place weight restrictions on them so that trucks and commerce can't use them because they have not been looked at for a long, long time.
They should be looked at, and we should get a number that we need to pay for those fixes, and then they should come to the people and ask us, and we'll give it to them. I think that's a fair way
to
look at it.
But you know what? That's not that may be a fair way to look at it, but the thing is, your premise here about the idea that, you know, we don't need to raise taxes to do this stuff, I'll buy it if you can tell me if it needs to be done. I'll buy it, but I'd ask you, how do you come up with the funding to fix it?
When this bridge fell, and it was a tragedy, and it probably won't be the last tragedy, even if we took all the taxes that everyone wanted. The bottom line is, it was used for political purposes all over the blogosphere on radio to blame George Bush, who I don't like, for underfunding this bridge, as if we taxed at a higher level, they would have fixed this bridge, which there's no proof of. That's all I was saying, that this tragedy was used for political purposes. I'm not saying that there's no infrastructure problems anywhere in America.
No, but it's the idea that I don't agree that George Bush is single-handedly responsible for this, nor do I believe that the largely Republican-dominated Congress over the last 6 years is single-handedly responsible for this. I think it goes back farther than that into Clinton and maybe even farther back than that. But the idea that, you know, you can fly for free and that you don't have to pay for anything and that raising taxes is a bad idea when you've got critical problems that face the country. We talked about this very thing about infrastructure, David, five weeks before that bridge ever went down, and we were talking about the infrastructure problem in the United States and in the state of Colorado. Now, how would you fix those things?
To say that anyone wants anything for free is just not true. This Congress,
well, politicians do it all the time.
The Republican Congress, George Bush, are the biggest spenders that have ever walked the earth. We spend more money now than we ever have before. Now, what are we spending it on? Are we spending it on the wrong things? That's a discussion that certainly it should happen everywhere, but to say that we're not spending, that we're undertaxing people, I think is just, you know, ridiculous.
Well,
we
have all kinds of wasteful spending. That's entirely true. And we have earmarks and we have all of those things. And I don't think anybody on either side would dispute that, but they keep doing it and they keep doing it on both sides. But the fact of the matter is that we have these problems facing us. And whether you want to admit it or you don't want to admit it, it is conventional wisdom. And it is parroted over and over and over again by numerous political candidates, and they are usually on the right, that we do not need to raise taxes, that we don't need to do a thing to the tax system. Now, you and I can argue over numbers, but the fact is that we're living on a credit card now. We've got these things facing us. We have to fix them. We should reinstitute pay-as-you-go. But we got to get them done, and short of getting people to do it for free, how do you intend to fix it?
It's interesting because on the Democratic side, I hear a lot of good rhetoric about spending, but the bottom line is which Democrat has ever forwarded a fix to the tax? I'm not for a fair tax. I'm for some sort of consumption tax, but an easier tax code that people can deal with. We don't have anything like that. We don't even know what's coming in, what's going out. Tax rates are not the only measure of revenue, as I'm sure you know.
I do know that, but that's, you know what, I do know that, but that's,
You know, but that's obscuring what I'm talking about.
Oh, all right, so I'm going to get to the point.
What I'm talking about is how do you intend to do something about it?
We can't pay as we go because we just can't, not on a federal level.
Why?
No, we can, but first we're going to have to make big changes. And no one, neither right nor left, is invested in doing that. I mean, they love their earmarks. They love confusing the tax code and all of those things. And that's the point I wanted to just make. Sirota attributed some sort of argument to me or thought that I'm against collecting taxes from corporations and rich people or what it was. I'm not. Everyone should follow the law. And we should pay off everything that we're supposed to be doing. I think you're making wide-ranging statements. I think specifically we can argue about these things. Infrastructure, if it's needed, we need to pay for it. And when they came to us with REF-C, most of REF-C was about roads, was it not? Most of their argument was based in the premise that we need help on the roads. And Coloradans gave them that money.
Okay, but the idea that, you know, what I got here from what I read was that really what you feel is going on here is, and let me quote from this, if you believe more taxes and more regulation and more government are the answer to virtually every problem we face, and it seems as if that is a growing default position for many people, it's easy to see how anything can be transformed into a question of politics. But I'll tell you one thing, less deregulation doesn't work. Where has that ever benefited anybody? Give me an example of where less deregulation hasn't resulted in some kind of a mess. And there was an article here 3 weeks ago about how people thought that less deregulation and the deregulation would benefit consumers in the area of electricity. And instead, what it's turned out to do is it's turned out to foster higher prices.
I don't know which article you're talking about.
New York Times.
Okay. I mean, I'll read it, but I don't want to comment on that. But I would say that...
Well, you don't want to comment on it.
Well, when you have monopolies, it's hard to deregulate because the control is centralized. But when you deregulate in a competitive market where no one is forced to buy that product and there's competition, I think it's always a good idea, pretty much. I mean, I hate to speak in generalities, but if you give me a specific example, we can talk about it. But overall, I think less government is better. I think it fosters competition, and competition fosters prosperity.
But without checks and balances, then you leave business to its own devices, and that inevitably ends up being that they have to answer to the shareholders or they have to answer to their profit margin. And in the end, that generally ends up that the consumer and that the everyday person ends up getting run over.
I don't know if that happens all the time, but the bottom line is it happens, and corporations... Guys go to jail. Guys, Nacho goes to jail. It's not a problem.
All right, what about the pharmaceutical industry?
What about it? There are problems.
Well, they take taxpayer subsidies. They get research and development money. Then they develop these products, and then they turn around and not only sell them to us at a high profit margin, but there's also a move to prevent us, as David and I were talking about earlier in the morning, from going out of the country and getting it at a cheaper rate. Or look at broadcasting. That's another example. If you believe that competition and entrepreneurship and all of those things are a positive, then why would you, and I don't mean you personally, but why would anybody, including Bill Clinton, who signed this, why would you support consolidation, which cuts down on competitiveness?
There's never been, well, first with the pharmaceuticals, I agree. We should be able to buy, I think that's an overregulation that we can't go to Canada and buy cheaper drugs to open the market. But as far as broadcasting, there's never been a time where we've had more. You just spoke about 1955. When I was a kid in the 70s, I had three choices. Now I have thousands of choices. I don't believe there are certain areas.
Yeah, thousands of choices all owned by the same people, that's not true?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I go on the computer. I can go on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I have tons of choices that I never had before. Do you disagree that we have more choices now?
No, I agree that we have more choices because of technology, but I disagree with the idea that there is more competition and that there are more choices, particularly on the broadcast spectrum, when what you've really got going on here is you've got less competition because there's less need to compete, because now it's not every company for itself and may the best person or the best organization win. Now it's one company holds most of the franchises, or two companies hold most of the franchises, and so they don't compete against each other.
But that's just one area of a larger industry.
Well, all right. You want to go to, you know, everything I go to, you go, like, give me a specific, give me an instance, and I'm giving it to you.
I'm giving it to you, David. And I'm giving you the answer. I think you're right. On radio, there's consolidation and there's less choice in the sense of which company I listen to. But overall, I can listen to stuff on the internet. I have just more choices overall. And I think technology is a big part of that. You're right. But that's part of the equation, wouldn't you say?
Well, I would say that's part of it, but I don't say it's all of it. And I think that when you get into situations like with insurance companies, when you get into power, you know, when you get into consumer rights, when you get into all of those things, when you preach deregulation, privatization, all of those mantras, then it inevitably historically proves that we run into trouble because the business model indicates that those companies will do exactly what they have to do in order to generate the profits demanded either by their shareholders or by the company itself, and that the consumer will come last.
This would be, you know, it's in the same way I could say government always corrupt on some level is a big problem because there's corruption involved. Yes, there are things that happen when you deregulate, but there are also great stories that happen as well.
Such as
competition. You mentioned consumer rights. Consumers have the ultimate right when there's no monopoly. They can choose not to buy.
No.
They can choose to buy something else.
You know what?
Finish one thing? I believe in transparency, but we've gone way beyond that. You say there's no regulations. There are billions of words.
No, I never said there were no regulations. I said deregulation leads to trouble, and the straw man idea that, well, they can go somewhere else. But that doesn't help somebody
not
who
a
goes.
Straw man, it's a fact.
No, it doesn't help somebody who goes and gets ripped off.
How
does that help? How does that help them?
It doesn't help them. But to say that no one is ever going to get ripped off, then we have to control everything. People have to think for themselves. People have to research these things on their own.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the only way to make things work, and to make things work in a decent manner, is you have to have some sense of balance, and that worshiping on the altar of the marketplace and worshiping and trying to float this idea that laissez-faire capitalism or that privatization or that any of those things, that it works, it doesn't work.
This country is built on those things.
No, you want to know something? That's not entirely true.
Not entirely.
Because if you look at it, the government has helped out big corporations, has intervened in numerous occasions,
and
you know what? You may think it's wrong.
It happens, you're right.
And we have had some degree of socialism in this country.
Absolutely.
How do you think we got out of the problems in the 30s? Was Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrong?
There's
a school that says he was, but I'm asking you.
I just read a book called The Forgotten Man, and that's what it says, that idea is wrong. I would say that it's probably a more complicated story than that. I would say World War II had a lot to do with it as well, but I'm not saying that government should never be involved. This is the thing. I mean, when you ascribe that sort of view to someone like Doug Bruce, let's say, but most people are somewhere in the middle, I think. But I don't think the balance lays with more government. I think it lays with less. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I do believe in privatization of schools and other areas, not every area, but some areas.
And how do you suppose the privatization of school? How do you suppose that?
Well, I shouldn't say privatization. I should say a voucher system. Still government money, same stipend to a student to allow them to escape awful schools that do not teach their children.
How about going in and taking awful schools that do not teach their children and that don't work? How about fixing them?
Well, we've tried. And for a parent, and I've written many columns on this, they get a couple of years to get this right. They don't get, you know, some of these schools have been bad for decades. And let's fix it by making them compete with other schools for students. Then they'll get it right, because they're not getting it right now, and it's undermining a generation. For instance, the CSAP thing, it's not a community problem. It's a problem for Hispanic kids in this.
But that is a community problem.
It is, but what
because
I'm saying
we all
is
live together, and we all have a stake in this, and it is a community problem,
understood.
And nobody's an island unto themselves.
I understand, but the bottom line is that we have to let people know what the problem is. Kids in Stapleton and Park Hill, South Park Hill, don't have a problem, and their parents don't feel that problem every day, but other parents do. And just sitting here and putting together blue ribbon commissions and dumping more money into that school is not going to help that school. It never has. And that's just one point I'm trying to make. But for instance, we have a sort of a stipend for each kid. The kid in the rich school gets just as much money as the kid in the poor school. The kid in the poor school is still not being taught, so something else is wrong.
Well, do you think it could be, for instance, things like health care, economics?
Absolutely.
Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Economics has everything to do with it, probably. But I mean,
well, what about the fundamentals of healthcare and other things that are going on?
Those are all tied together. But certainly, I'm sure there are plenty of healthy kids in those schools who still aren't learning, who are healthy. Would you admit that?
Well, I don't know how much it is. I think there are a lot of kids in there that are healthy, but I think that it's a big difference between growing up and trying to survive in an economically disadvantaged neighborhood as opposed to growing up in an upper middle class rich neighborhood. I think there's a big disparity there.
Absolutely.
And I think that all you have to do is look at current statistics that are out about things that are going on, such as murder rates and other things. And you know,
the way those kids get out of that world is through an education. Would you agree with that?
I think you have to do more than that.
Yeah, it's more. And there are...
I think you have to do much more than that.
Okay. But we can't even out the world is not a fair place. You and I or...
No, I don't think the world is a fair place, but I think you can endeavor to at least have some degree of an equal playing field, because if you don't have it, and you have too wide of a gap between haves and have-nots, then what you have is you have domestic unrest.
Well, I think the best way to even that out is let those kids go to the schools where rich people go and give them a choice. So that's one area where I think some sort of privatization, even though it's not full-blown privatization, would help. That's just one area.
But they've also had in areas like Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, for instance, they had voucher privatization, and the company was ineffective and it didn't work.
Doesn't always work. And charter schools don't work; they get shut down. When a public school doesn't work, it's up for 25 years longer. I mean, you know, you mentioned Philadelphia, but in Washington, and Milwaukee, and in Newark, where they're going to start a voucher program, African American citizens want these programs, and they've been working. We have to give them a little time. You know, it doesn't take 3 years, and boom, we have magic. I mean, but you know, I mean, I guess this is off topic, but the bottom line is, I believe in balance as well. I just believe that the balance is somewhere else. That's all.
Well, you and I would disagree on that balance, but I'll go back to what I originally said once again, where I started this out. You know, if you want to disagree with me, or anybody like me, or whatever the case may be, fine. I have no problem with that. That's your right. But don't do things like socialist Muppet.
Well, when you're
man, you're red baiting. Don't red bait, man. It's not attractive. That's red baiting.
When you're on the radio and you're talking to Dave Sirota, and you're saying conservatives like Harsanyi believe this, this, and this, and I don't have the transcript right in front of me, it's extremely upsetting because, frankly, I try to be, for whatever my critics or anyone says, I am an independent person in the sense that I try to take each view separately, and I don't like to be lumped in with other people.
Then, you know what? Then be a mature adult and pick up the phone and call you and say, listen, I object to what you're saying. This is what I really believe.
Well, it would have been nice if you had read what you were talking about.
I just read it to you. Instead of, wait a minute, don't obscure this.
Well, you just went back and read it, originally.
Yes, I had a copy of it in front of me.
All right.
Instead of you know, saying that his model created East Germany, that you know, that J. Marvin is a hypocrite and a socialist Muppet.
I think my line about, listen, I shouldn't have called you a socialist Muppet. This is a blog post, and you know, whatever.
That doesn't excuse it.
No, I'm not.
I'm not calling you a right wing fascist.
Well, because I'm not.
Well, yeah, but I'm not doing it. I mean, I could easily get on here and do it and not give you any recourse.
Well, when you say conservatives like Harsanyi don't care about the community and things like that, to me that's just as offensive because it's not true.
Then call up and say something
about
it.
Listen, you said I've never been challenged. Meanwhile, when I started here 3 years ago, there's Diane Carmen, Jim Spencer, Cindy Rodriguez. I was plenty challenged. If you want to challenge something I say, you can call me. You've never once called me to come on. Not that, you know, you need to, but...
I didn't say you're awful, and not everything that you do interests me, but the fact is that, you know, you're trying to wiggle out from something that you got caught doing here, which is because you got caught red baiting. That's why.
It's not red baiting. You keep calling it that. It's not red baiting.
It most certainly is, because it's a time old.
When I listen to your show
about
and
socialism,
I often do.
About this, about that. Come on, David.
When I listen to your show, and I often do, I only hear you give solutions to problems, not only, but when it comes to the political realm. That means more government, more taxation. To me, that's the road to socialism. I can't pretend
that's
that
ridiculous.
It's not.
That's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you something.
That
societal,
is absolutely
there any societal
ridiculous.
Problem you can think of where you haven't recommended more taxation or more government?
Yes.
To, which one?
Well, particularly since you brought it up, schools.
How's that?
I think that
you don't think that schools need more funding?
No, I think what they I do think they need more funding, but I think what also what they need is they need concerned parents who are involved not only in their child's lives, but also in the school, the operation of the school, and that they should get down and go to these school board meetings and see what goes on. Because if you go to the average parent and you go like, okay, who are your school board members? The majority of them can't tell you who's who. Would you agree?
I agree with you 100%. I wrote a column exactly blaming parents. I mean, involved parents, it's the key to a good education. I understand it's harder economically for some single mom to go down there, but you know what? When you have kids, your life changes, and you need to do what you need to do, and we need to help them. I'm 100% with you on that.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that, but the fact is that, you know, that splatter, well, we're just going to go round and round. I, you know what? You
listen,
can.
Listen, I won't call you any names anymore, and I hope you won't lump me in with 100 million people as having the same opinion, and then if you ever have a problem with my column, or you say something about me, I'll call you if I hear it, and if you want to call me, I come on and defend my column. Any reasonable show, I will come on and defend what I write because that's what I need to do, and that's probably what you need to do with your opinion as well. So, you know, I've never not ducked a challenge, so I don't know. I guess I was offended by that.
Well, you can be as offended as you want. You can send me an email. You can call me. You can call my house. You can do whatever you want to do, but, you know.
Well, I can do anything I want because it's a free country. But
that McCarthyite stuff doesn't work.
Stop with that.
No, but that's true.
Let me ask you something. Can I call David Sirota, who worked for Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist? Can I call him a socialist, or is that red baiting?
I think you have to. I think with David Sirota, I think you have to take that up with him. I don't think I can.
No, but what I mean is, if I ever use the word socialist, is it always red baiting now, or are there legitimately socialists out there?
No, I think there are legitimately socialists out there. But I would say, I would answer you by saying that in some degree we are all socialists, and we are a far cry from the economic model of East Germany.
Of course we are. I said led to, but you're,
or even leading
it's not,
to,
it's not
man.
Very, it's not a very.
That's a stupid comment.
I think it's not a stupid, but you know we can disagree. I mean we're going round and round. So I'm not really a name calling kind of guy. I think if you've read my column, you probably never.
No, you very rarely ever do it.
But you know I got pissed off, frankly, and
okay, fine,
happens.
Get mad, but be an adult. Call.
I'm not going to call.
Don't, you know, don't, you know.
First of all, I heard this over his, Sirota's website after the fact. I can't call you, but.
Socialist Muppet. Give me a break.
That's kind of funny, I think, but I guess not.
It's in the eye of the beholder. All right. Take care. And hold on. John Turk wants to talk to you. Thank you for coming on, by the way. And for those people who want to read more of what David writes, go to the Denver Post. And you can look up his columns. Yes.
I have a book coming out. No one's going to buy that listens to your show called Nanny State, September 18th. Double day.
All right. Well, you want to debate that?
Anytime.
Okay, we'll fix it up.
Okay.
As long as you give me a copy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 3886.
But NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV.
But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
We're the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hot off the presses, Denver's number one street atlas from Mapsco is now available. And to celebrate this new edition, when you visit the Mapsco store, use this code. Okay, go to 8th and Lincoln. Tell them J. Marvin said to use this promotional code. Maps for me. That's Maps for me. Everything will be 30% off for the first 50 customers. 30% off everything in the store. And this year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates and revisions and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. Sometimes you learn the hard way that these online computer maps and that even sat-nav systems just don't work and are not as accurate as Mapsco's Street Atlas. That's a fact. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all of your favorite Colorado outdoor activities. For instance, the New Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco's maps are most accurate, most current, and they're most trusted. So check out Mapsco right there at 8th and Lincoln, or at fine retailers throughout Denver, or go online at Mapsco.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 9:40, 40 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me remind you of this real quick. AM 760 is sending into the movies The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, I guess you'd call him Leonard, couldn't you?
You guys are tight. You can call him Leonard.
Yeah, I can call him Leonard. Leonardo DiCaprio examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. What's ahead for the future? Here's the deal. Visit select Denver metro area Bojo's pizza locations today through Wednesday and pick up your free movie passes. This is really an important and a good movie. It gets a lot of good reviews. So to find out where you can get these movie passes at these select Bojo's locations, go to am760.net, and we're happy to give them to you. All right, we'll go to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. But we're running way behind, so I got to get some traffic. And we thank Dave Harsanyi again for coming on the program. And you can read more about him in the Denver Post. His columns are there. All right. Open phones, anything you want to talk about right now, Gina, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's not a bad ride as you make your way around the metro area. Looks like most of our problems are out of the way, with the exception of a car fire that we had northbound I-25 down in Douglas County right near Castle Pines Parkway. We still have those lane restrictions as well on the opposite end, northbound I-25 at the Berthoud exit, due to CDOT construction. It's definitely causing some slowdowns, so be aware of that if you're headed that direction. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny, hot day with a high of 97. Right now, it's clear at 81. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T, formerly Singular. It's all the great features.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Go to Bojo's Pizza, 7805 Wadsworth Boulevard, Nevada, today at noon, and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Through all those years, I've asked a lot of my family, and they've given all I've asked and more. And now it seems the right time to start thinking about the next chapter in our family's life.
Let's play the blues for Carl, because he's saying goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Forty-six minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms. High today, 97. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Maybe what we need to do is invite David Harsanyi and David Sirota on live to debate each other. What are you laughing about, John? I think it'd be great. It'd be good radio.
It'd be awesome radio. That was good radio there.
Have them in the studio together, not on the phone. All right, let's go to Phil in Fort Collins. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, I think that when you're talking to Mr. Harsanyi, you should try to... I studied political science and history in college, and basically socialism is a system where most of the economy is owned by the government. Extreme socialism is but you have political freedom, and extreme socialism is communism where you have no political freedom. And we're in what would be more appropriately called welfare capitalism of various ranges. We have less of it than Europe does, and higher taxes does not necessarily equate socialism. And that's, you know, the Constitution says promote the general welfare, so that's where the welfare is. Welfare part comes from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
So the idea that just the idea don't give too much, in my opinion, don't give too much ground to these guys that higher taxes automatically means socialism, because it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean it, and it never did. And this whole idea that I don't want to put words in David's mouth, so he'd have to come on here and defend himself. I'm only talking about my perspective on some of these folks. And I don't include David in this because I don't know where he stands on it, but he did write about that thing about East Germany. I mean, I don't, you know, there's a big difference between what we have in the United States of America, what they have, say, in Sweden, or even Israel, as compared to what they had in East Germany.
Right.
A big, huge, huge difference. And the problem... the problem is, as I see it, is that all of these public debates and these discussions that we should critically have about all of this stuff is dominated too much by extremes and not enough by just trying to discuss this stuff, debate it back and forth, and try to work it out. That's why most people you run into, a lot of them, you know, they'll just look at you like, all those people do is argue, and I don't want to be a part of that. And, well, no wonder. Don't we all want to check out every once in a while due to our frustration of the fact that the squeakiest wheel, you know, gets the grease?
About Kenneth Galbraith, who was one of the greatest liberal economists of the 20th century. And he said something to the effect, I don't know if I remember it exactly, he said that modern-day conservatives spend a lot of their time trying to come up with moral justification for selfishness. And I thought that was an incredibly powerful comment.
I think some of them do. I think some of them don't. I think some of them obviously believe that they're better off, that we're better off with less government. I don't think a lot of government is the answer, but I don't think less government is the answer. I think you got to have balance. Bill, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay,
enjoy
you
your
too.
Weekend.
Yeah, you too. Oh, he said, enjoy my weekend. It's only Monday. What does he know? Does he know something I don't know? Like my weekend's going to start tomorrow?
That'd be pretty funny.
I wouldn't mind that. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at Progressive traffic now with Idi Amin.
Okay, we're in pretty good shape on the drive around town. No major issues causing any backups for you. Still a little crowded there on that southbound stretch from 38 down through Spear, but no big deal. Brakes loose after that and got a decent drive across the rest of downtown. Pretty good speeds on I-70 either side of the city. No worries on 225 heading across Aurora. If you're heading north of town, though, there is that construction going on northbound I-25 near Berthoud. Pretty busy stretch of highway as it is, and that construction on the northbound side is going to make it a little bit more crowded. Southbound, ineffective, but maybe a few looks just seeing what's going on the other side of the highway. Weather forecast, mostly sunny. A few isolated thunderstorms, a high in the upper 90s. Warm night tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again, a high in the upper 90s. Right now, it is 85 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Colorado State Fair rocks August 24th through Labor Day in Pueblo. It's the biggest family entertainment event of the year with 11...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money. So don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Say, you need a golf cart to get around. That's how big the selection is. Whatever it is you're looking for, from gas sippers to luxury automobiles to sports vehicles, whatever it is, to SUVs, they've got it. And great people to deal with. Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Freddie Lobrato, Juan Adolph, over 100 employees out there dedicated to help you out. Ask about that matching down incentive because that's a money saver. And the hours are good, too. They're open tonight until 9, as they are every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You want to get a peek at the inventory, go to RockiesAutos.com. Otherwise, get out there and talk to them. Go to Rockies first. See the difference in how you're treated. See the difference in the money you save. And then try the others. Rockies, they're my friends, and I wholeheartedly endorse them. So get out there and see them. They're located at 63rd and Federal.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4-K-9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Peppers, 9:55, 5 minutes after the hour, or as we used to say in country radio, 9:55. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97, 10% chance of anything happening. And do we have time to play this before we go? Because we've been relatively political and serious all morning this morning, and this story, I don't know, maybe you won't find it funny, but I kind of find it funny. What happens when people who should not get a hold of something, do get a hold of it, and what happens when they're cops? Check this out.
A councilman from Dearborn, Michigan is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
I think I'm having an overdose of it, so is my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged, Paula.
Sorry.
Instead of being charged, the police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, police officials have not commented on the case.
Now, how do you follow a story like that?
I think we're dead. Oh, Lord. I think we're dead. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're dead, how are you dialing the phone?
Time is going by really, really, really slow.
Time is going slow. Everything seems...
That would have been great if the phone operator, the 911 operator, would have started talking to him like that.
Hello?
What?
What, sir?
We'll send somebody right out.
Yeah. All right, so now the key question is, should they prosecute the officer, or is losing his job enough? Maybe we should have discussed that today. Maybe we'll save it and discuss it tomorrow. There are a lot of other stories that I didn't get to today either. Thanks for hanging around with us on Monday morning. Thanks for being part of the program. Thanks to David Sirota for being on. Thank you to David Harsanyi for being on. Thanks to everybody who called. And let's hope we don't get any rain and it doesn't get too hot. Enjoy the day. Tom Hartman is up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know
the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
0679. That's 800-781-0679. For your free supply today, call 800-781-0679.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence System.